foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail be of rock. All hail be of rock. We shall always remember all that
there. Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. Once again, and as always, it is a delight and pleasure to welcome every man, every woman, every child to this very edition, the PM offering of Radio Biafra, twice daily broadcast from the capital city of Biafraland. We are here to preach this very gospel. We are here to disseminate this very message. We are here to boldly speak where mere mortals fear to tread. We are here to propagate. We are here to bring a revelation. We are here to redeem. We are here to preach. We are here to cajole. We are here to unite. We are here to offer praise to Chukwu Biafra in heaven, that Biafra may come in our lifetime. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We greet you this way because, unlike any other indigenous broadcaster, Radio Biafra is listened to in more countries around the world, I believe, than most, I should say, radio stations. I'm sure, with the exception of BBC or maybe VOA, I am not sure there is any other radio station on this planet that people listen to in more countries of the world than Radio Biafra. I am very, very certain of that. That goes to show how extensive we are. That goes to show how formidable we are. Indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB. They have done things that people can only wish. People can only wish they could have done those things. That is why I respect each and every one of you, every principal officer of state, everybody down to the last family member. What you have achieved, what IPOB have achieved, is phenomenal. And I'm telling you today that the achievements of IPOB is not and can never be surpassed. Insurpassable. You must be very proud of yourselves. And I think very, very shortly we will ask you to stop accepting new family members, even if you are only 10 in the country where you are. We will close the door very, very shortly before we commence our march. We don't need contamination or fair weather friends. Those that will come to join because they now see Nogalige. We don't need that. That is why, wherever you are, you must go out to preach this very gospel. You must tell those of them around you. You must go out very boldly every blessed day to propagate this very message. You will tell them that Chukwu Biafra asked us to come, that Biafra may come in our wake. You will tell them to listen to Radio Biafra because here on this very platform, we preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You will also go forth to notify them, to bring to their attention that humanity listens to Radio Biafra. I mean everybody, including ordinary citizens in the United States of America. That is how formidable we are. Because we speak the truth without fear before any idiot. We don't give a damn who you are. The truth must be spoken. You may not like it, but we speak it all the same. If you come after us, we go after you. If you kill one of us, we kill four of you. As simple as that. If you like, you can try. Maybe some people will, they're just on radio, they're just talking. If we want anybody to die tonight, the person will be dead. But we have not come to kill like other black African baboons and monkeys. We have come to fulfill the wish of heaven. We have come that Biafra may also come. And we are here to fulfill this very mission. We are here to do so justly and rightly, without any blemish, always maintaining our incorruptibility, which is unchallengeable. Nobody can come out to challenge the incorruptibility upon which we stand on this very platform. Nobody can say that we are not whiter than white or whiter than snow. Nobody can make that assertion, because we are indeed whiter than white and whiter than snow. And you're working to popular, because we have come to do the work of heaven. Because of that, there is no blemish. No blemish whatsoever. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Because Chukwu Abiama in heaven is watching. And as always, if you never knew before that Biafra is a religion, the same way you have Christianity, the same way you have Islam, the same way you have Buddhism, is the same way that Biafra is a religion. We worship here on Radio Biafra, and this evening, this very gospel will be preached. This very sermon will be preached on this very platform, that all honor and glory may go to heaven, because only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of praise. As some of you will say, those who don't know the meaning of Chukwu Abiama, or that the name of God in heaven is Chukwu Abiama, here we tell you, and anything you ask for in the name of Chukwu Abiama must be granted, as long as you are a Biafran. If you want to try, experiment, and you see what will happen. And I'm a Pharisee. I don't worship idol. I don't care who brought the idol. I don't care what you say or what you think. I don't kneel before any picture. I don't bow before anything carved out of wood. In other words, if you put a wooden cross in front of me, I will not bow before it, because I'm not an idol worshiper. Do you understand that? Anything made with hand is idol. You don't worship it. That is why Chukwu Abiama decided to bless us. And that is why he will continue to bless us, because at least he gave us the conviction and the courage, the fortitude and the perseverance to come to preach the truth. And the truth of the matter is that you will have no other God before him, if at all you're the child of heaven, which we are as Biafrans. You will have nothing else besides Chukwu Abiama, nothing. I don't like the lies that we are fed to our people by Europeans who don't know God. People who are in darkness. How can you bring light to those that represent the light? Can you take a lantern or torch to the sun? Can you be traveling to the sun as the sun is shining? You're going to the sun and you're taking a palaka with your lantern or torchlight. You want to go to the sun to shine torch there so that it can be light. Before you get there, you'll be roasted. We represent the light of this very world. And for that very reason, nobody can bring light to us. We take light to people because we represent the truth. And that truth is Biafra. And because truth is in Biafra and Biafra is the truth, it means that truthfulness is the next to godliness, because Chukwu Abiama is truthful. That is why the laws of nature, the laws of mankind, obey or follow a mathematical, or should I say a scientific approach or formula. Everything in life is mathematical, is maths, with devastating precision. Do you know why the laws of nature is predicated on mathematics? And as our professors would tell us when we were in school, mathematics is actually the subject to study. Because 1 plus 1 will always be equal to 2 unless you introduce a variable. But and Chukwu Abiyama is infinite. You cannot count the suns on this very earth. Neither can you count how many stellar or heavenly bodies you have in heaven. In other words, Chukwu Abiyama is infinite. Some of you do not know. In mathematics, it's called infinitum. You can never stop counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 until you die. There will always be another number to count. Which is a justification, or should I say, a reaffirmation of the depth of creation itself. I'm sure some of you see the sign of infinitum. Or infinity. It continues. It keeps going. It never stops. If you continue to travel in one direction now, in outside space, you will be traveling for the next 1 trillion years. You will not get to the end of it. The same way that you can be counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 from now till that kingdom come, you've not finished it. The simple laws of nature that governs everything we do is based on mathematics. And what does mathematics share in common with heaven? They share infinity. Anything you do in this life that is based on the truth, and because truth is constant, because every blessed day of your life, 4 plus 4 will be equal to 8. It doesn't change. Which means it is the truth. Mathematics is the closest discipline to truthfulness. It never ever changes unless you introduce something different to it. That is the same way that life is. And that is how I equate Biafra. That is why we got upset when somebody used the name of Biafra. You preach about Biafra and the goodness of the Lord, and then the next day you are talking rubbish. We don't take it kindly with those people. Some of you don't respect Biafra, but I do. Biafra is a spirit. Abarakobo. If you don't respect Biafra, Biafra will not come. Because if you do not believe in Biafra, that means you don't believe in the truth. If you don't believe in the truth, that means you don't believe in God in heaven, which is Chukwu Abiyama. And if you don't believe in Chukwu Abiyama, you are not worthy to be called a human being in the first place. That is why we are here. And that is why we offer praise, thanks, adoration, adulation. We offer every uplifting, every praise. Every bowed head, every bended knee, anything we do in reverence, in submission to any will at all, we do so to the will of heaven, to the will of Chukwu Abiyama. That is mercy and grace may exist in our lives now and forever. You see, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet. I'm not sure that many can claim that type of influence around the world, but we do on IPOB. We are in over 88 countries and counting. We are coming from the outside in to overwhelm the zoological republic, the damnable entity of Satan presided over by a terrorist, the only people in the world to actively vote in a terrorist, the monkeys and the baboons of the zoological republic. The people that represents the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of hell, the habitation of Lucifer. But we must prevail. We will triumph over these people, because darkness will never ever defeat light. If Biafra doesn't come, then don't worry, because there is no God then. But if everything we know to be true, to be constant, are held to be constant, if every knowledge which we have been imparted from childhood into adulthood is anything to go by, if the names we give our children has resonance or meaning, if the names we give to our villages is anything to go by, then there is Chukwu Abiyama in heaven, and Biafra will come. Because you don't allow people from Umuezala, people from Umuanigwe, Umuobase, Umuchukwu, Ihechiowa, you don't allow people that come from such a place to be subjected to the rulership of somebody from Kotangora. There is something wrong with it. Do you know of any Awasa town or village that praises God in heaven? The name of an Awasa town that is a praise to heaven, the way we do where we come from. here in Biafraland. I do not think so. I honestly do not think so. That is why this day and always I will remain not just the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, the commander of all her forces, of which I must say there are many of them. Not only will I be the director of Radio Biafra, but by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, I will serve you. I will be in your service. I will do everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes under our watch. I will do so being very diligent, being very resolute and very determined. I will never ever abandon this very battle, because Chukwu Abiama is my witness, because he asked me to come. Our lines will open this very evening, and when this line opens, you will call us. If you call us, we will put your call to the whole world, and humanity will be able to hear you. If you have not told your friends and your family about Radio Biafra, now is a very good opportunity to do so. Because we are on radio, we are on satellite, and we are online. By online, we mean even your mobile phone. If you can browse with your mobile phone, you can receive Radio Biafra. If you are in parts of Biafra land and you have FM in your mobile phone, then you can use your mobile phone to also listen via CHK 97.6. We are a satellite broadcaster. Therefore, Radio Biafra is on satellite, on 7 satellites, I presume, and we are also online. Therefore, your mobile phone, your tablet, anything that you have in your possession that can access the internet, lo and behold, we are there. I will at this point in time invite my own deputy, Chairman Four, to please try and join me. So will Barrister Imam Mezu. Uchemefo has not been able to join me in a long while. He has something to say, and he must say it. He needs to say it. He has to say it. This very evening. Therefore, once again, go and tell those of them around you. Tell them what we are doing. And if you're not part of our family yet, before the door closes, please, go and join the Biafran family where you are. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. Therefore, please get a pen and paper and note the following numbers, because you may find them handy in the course of our presentation this very evening. The number is 081-738-13596. I repeat, 081-738-13596. We also happen to be on 090-907-76589, that is our inquiry line. I repeat, 090-907-76589. And we are also on Skype, we are on Viber, we are on WhatsApp, we are still accepting journalists, we are still recruiting for our soldiers. And we are doing everything humanly possible to ensure the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty. If you say you want to serve Biafra, that is the most important thing of all. Are you capable of speaking the truth always, regardless of the consequences? Because that is what we do here on Radio Biafra. People have now told me, who was telling me today that people are saying that Mbaka never said anything. Is that correct? Has Mbaka come out to deny it, to say that he did not say those things? Sorry? Because we need clarification. I have been joined by the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Imam Mezu. And barrister has come to me, and I must go to him if I can find my connections where I put them. Accomplished, erudite, eminent in every way humanly possible. Barrister, I wonder if you can hear me, because if you can, it means the whole world is listening. And if that is the case, they are willing to graciously accept your presence this very evening from Biafra Land, where the time is exactly 27 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. Please go ahead.
Absolutely. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister.
Fellow Biafrans, those who are seated with Director, supporting, helping, assisting in every day they could, and every way they could, to making sure that the restoration of Biafra is imminent. I thank all of you worldwide, east, west, north, or south. Biafra is long coming, but this year it is in Jamaica that Biafra must be restored at this point in time. Biafras are resilient, prolific in nature, because everything we do has no dent as far as we're Biafran. We preach the world for restoration of Biafra, for the goodness of everybody, of our children, of our generations to come. This particular generation has been battered, bruised, killed, and the boss was very happy. I was listening to one Maurice Debis about what Obama, as we have said it here already, Biafra is a Muslim, and he wants more blood of Biafrans so that we don't lay hands into what Chukwu Abiama gave us naturally, all the mineral resources that belongs to us. We have no claim to what belongs to us. Instead, give it to Islam so that they can easily get to them. But the disgrace. We once held you in a very high esteem. But of course, when you are dealing with Islam, you can never trust them in any way. Unless you are an Islamic. Same as the Yorubas. But Biafrans, we have now recovered ourselves. We have come together. It's a conjugation. And that is why we are all talking, and the world are listening to what we preach here. We are not preaching to go into any country to invade it. We are preaching to recover what belongs to us. What is given to us by Chukwu Abiam. We are not greedy. We don't go into countries claiming what does not belong to us. That is out of maliciousness. Act of greediness, of envy, that what belongs to others, you want to encroach it, you want to covet it. Chukwu Abiama preached against all these. But of course, those who hate Chukwu Abiama and those who do not adhere to the principles of goodness will walk opposite. But here, we want to bring back the naturality of Biafra. Live and let live. We don't covert. We don't cheat. We don't take what does not belong to us. We preach that what is us is us. Whatever you do, hold on to what belongs to you. Do not encroach. Do not be greedy to what belongs to others, but I want it to belong to you by forceful acts. Is that you kill them? Chukwu Abiama abhors killing of others, because none of us ever created human beings. In as much as we can try very well in plastic buildings, nobody can ever create human beings. What is natural is natural. We talk to you every night, every morning, even in the afternoon, Director has instituted, talking to you. Radio Biafra once preached once a day. We've got nuclear now, preaching every time, every day, every evening, so as to make sure that all the messages we bring to you here reaches every nook and crannies. For we are Biafran. We can never look back to getting back what belongs to us. That is the most impressive thing here, that what belongs to us is what we are pursuing. We're not pursuing otherwise. And Chukwu Abiama is our witness. We must reach our goal. It's an oath that we took, and nobody can take it away from us. Regardless of any tricks you can ever use, many more people are behind us than those who wouldn't want us to lay back to what belongs to us again. Those ones will soon dissipate and disappear. Dear friends, we are resolute. And all of you, we wish you to remain focused. Satan will come, even if your cause was tempted. There will always be temptation, but resist the Satan, he will flee from you. When you adapt it or accept it, then he'll come to ruin you. They will give you money to turn away from what you're preaching. Why are they giving you money? So that they will carry on milking our oil. But our children are not going to school. They are hurting. Many of them are killing accidents, crossing the world. And how much are they making? To looking after their own families. Peters, 5,000 naira. 5,000 and 6,000 naira. Does it worth the lives of our people? But we have all it takes. Our children are not studying. Our young men have no jobs. Our women have been divided, disgraced, because there's no job for them. Our men have been bought over. If you tell them about Biafra, they say, just leave that alone. But others have their own countries and did very well to implement whatever they could to make sure that their country stood. Our own, when you tell them about Biafra, they tell you, forget that. Your own country. But you're looking for visas. Going to where has been already made and doing all sorts of menial jobs and disgraceful jobs. Do this in your own country. You'll be proud that you are helping to lift up that Chukwuebiam created at the beginning. And this is what we're trying to reestablish. We are not stealing from nobody. We are not taking anybody's money. All the contributions Radio Biafra make here are Biafrans. They are hard-earned money. They are contributing, trying to restore what was there before. Some few Western countries will not allow that because they created the zoo that you become a pariah, where they will go and steal. And those who are supporting them, they will not want them to come to book. But in Western world, if you take penny, they will book you and take you straight to justice. Why don't we have justice in our own countries? All African countries are corrupt. Biafra will be an example to all the African countries. And that is why we are making sure that this, especially this year, is poignant that we're going back home. We are fed up that our people are locked up in jails for the sake they don't have visa. Anywhere you go, any country you are, most of them have died jumping off from upstairs because they saw police and saw immigration. Why these careless deaths? Why? Because we left House of Lenny Boko Haram to step into our country. They are killing us and nobody is talking. They have two legs, two hands and one head. Why should we be afraid to confront them and say iron to iron, head to head, and foot for foot? Good evening, Director.
And good evening to you, Barrister. Very accomplished and very erudite, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamuzu Onyewodekobu, joining me all the way from London this very evening, and well spoken. I welcome that. It's always a delight and pleasure to have you accompany me on this very broadcast. I think sometimes your voice even brings a very welcome reprieve from, I wouldn't call it, I don't think I'm harsh. I speak the truth. I do. And always will speak the truth. Very, very important we understand that. I will proceed this very evening to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary, after which our lines will be opened up, and at that very point in time, you will be able to call. And once you call, we will take your call. Once we take your call, you will preach, you will speak, you will advise, you will cajole. And some will make even a mockery of themselves. That is what makes us very unique. Unedited, unscripted, unadulterated, raw, live and direct to the whole world. That makes Radio Biafra compulsive listening. Compulsive. We have cult following around the whole world. And I use the word cult in a very literal sense, please. I don't, we're not cultists here. It is people that misapply or misappropriate English language, that ascribe names to things when it shouldn't be so. When you say cult following, it doesn't mean you are in cults killing people. It means you have dedicated followership. That's the meaning of it. Because we are learned. Very, very learned, I can tell you that. All to serve one purpose, the will of Chukwu Abiyama. We must continue this very evening to preach this very gospel in the way that it was intended, and by way of headline this very day, the third day, the evening, I should say, the third day of April 2015, with the time now at very close to 23 minutes to 9 p.m. here in Biafra land and also in London and all over the world, the same number of minutes to the top of the hour. Here comes our news headlines. We are reporting this very evening that Egypt will have now congratulated Buhari and have promised their cooperation. Yesterday, the Muslim at the White House, also 2 days ago, congratulated the terrorist at Asorok. Today, can you see the Islamic Brotherhood all over the world? Kicked off by Obama. Everywhere Muslims are gathering together to congratulate their brother. And I ask those that work for you here under me. Did Egypt congratulate Jonathan when he won? We've been searching all day. If you've seen it, please let us know. Egypt, did you congratulate Jonathan in 2011 when he defeated Buhari? The answer is no. Why are you congratulating Buhari? Because he is a fellow Muslim. He is going to conquer the last enclave in the whole of West Africa untainted by Islam. They congratulate him, Egypt. Congratulate Buhari. But Egypt never congratulated Jonathan a few years ago when Jonathan won, or should I say, defeated Buhari. This is the year of the double blood moon. Is that correct? And we are going to report it later. Militant group have now claimed responsibility for the Delta pipeline explosion. I don't like it. I don't know why we're exploding pipe very close to our villages. It doesn't make sense. You flood everywhere with oil. You contaminate the land. That will take nearly, I think it takes about how many years to heal the land from. Is up to, is it 22 or 23 years? I don't quite understand. It's about 23 years to heal the land. Please, my advice to you, if you have to blow up any pipes, please, you blow up pipes in Yoruba land. So Yoruba areas will be contaminated, not our villages, please. I beg you. That is why there is need for a unified and central command of these things. You don't go and blow up pipes in your own village and the crops will die. We will have nowhere to cultivate anymore. Please, we should use a little bit of common sense when we do some of these things. Blowing up pipelines in Biafra land doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to anybody. Because our farmlands are being flooded, being contaminated with all the toxins that it contains. If you go there and you sustain any injury, and that very contaminated oil gets into your bloodstream, you are in very serious trouble. Please, you must understand this. Don't blow up pipes inside Biafra land and ruin our crops. It's not necessary, please. Soyinka, the Yoruba man, has, you know, people were praising him a few days ago that he spoke very well about Buhari's winning. But being a typical Yoruba man and a bona fide coward, cowards to the core, Yoruba people are cowards. He has changed his tune now. He's saying Nigerians must forgive Buhari's past. Typical Yoruba man. They never stand on anything they say. That is why we say we never change. The same thing people heard in 2009 is what they're hearing today. Has anything changed? The answer is no. Instead of something, in fact, has changed. but for the better. We have become far more resolute and far more deadly. That is the difference. Yoruba man was talking the other day, oh, Buhari did this. The election was violent. It was not peaceful. It was bad. Today, not up to 4 days, Obamago, he has changed. Not up to 4 days. The Yoruba man is now a new person. What is he saying? We must all forgive the terrorist. Baboons and monkeys in the Zoological Republic must forgive the terrorist and his past. The only place in the world. I thought that terrorists should be in prison. As we reported earlier, Niger Delta Group have now claimed responsibility for blowing up oil pipelines in our territory. Please, it's not very good. You're polluting our fields. It doesn't make sense to us. Of course, you're doing a very good job, which is to stop the oil from flowing, which is very good. But you're also contaminating our land, please. It is not necessary. Not necessary, I beg of you. And as a result, Shell have now shut down their flow stations in Delta, in Bayelsa, over threats from militants. I love that very well. If you put them out of business, the zoo crumbles. No more money coming in. And the terrorists will not even have money to equip Boko Haram anymore. Because any money that Buhari gets, he will use it to buy weapons for Boko Haram. He was the one that raised them. He was the chief financier of Boko Haram. Buhari, why was it that Boko Haram named you as a negotiator for them? In case some of you baboons have forgotten, I was told that is what them Banaso used to say in my village. If the topic he's discussing goes cold, he will microwave it so it becomes hot again. We go back and revisit the issue of the terrorist. Buhari, why was it that a killing squad nominated you as their chief negotiator if you are not their godfather? The terrorist Atasorok. That is how we know him. A Joy Youth Council makes U-turn vows response to Jonathan's election loss. Jonathan said he has given up. Ndi Igbo are wise to align with South-South for Jonathan, according to a brilliant piece, I understand, written at elomba.com. Ndi Igbo are wise to align with South-South for Jonathan. We are not wise, because blood is thicker than water. There is nothing wise when you go to the rescue of your drowning brother. There is nothing wrong with identifying your family and getting close to them. Nobody says that Hausa is wise aligning with Fulani, or that Fulani is wise aligning with Hausa. In fact, they're even different people. We are one people. How can you describe it as being wise? We are not wise. We did the needful. What needed to be done? On Rubewan Nabalosa, that was exactly what we did. Jonathan was crying, and as the blood brothers, we couldn't abandon him. As simple as that. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. Enugu Airport is now target for drug traffickers, says the Zoo Drug Law Enforcement Agency. Is this how to report a news? It is because Buhari has gone into power. The terrorist is now at Asorok, and they want to shut down Enugu Airport. They want to remove the status of international airport from Enugu. That is why Yorubas are coming up with this very news. So before Enugu came or became an international airport, all the drugs leaving the zoo, did it not pass through Lagos Airport? Did they close down Lagos? Did people say that drug traffickers now targeting Murtala Mohammed Airport? But because you're writing about the capital of Biafra land, you are talking about what passes as a quasi-international airport, which is ostensibly a local airport, and they want it shut down. The same way we cannot import anything through Calabasas. People don't know that there's a sea in Calabar, ocean. Do you know the same water that flows through Lagos comes through Calabar, Warri, and also Port Harcourt? I'm not sure you know, do you? No, you don't. You do not know. Why is it that it is only Lagos we are allowed to import something through? If you come through Port Harcourt, the bills are so extraordinarily exorbitant. Why can't Calabar Seaport open? Why can't Warri Seaport? After all, Oyibo white man used all of these places. Why can't we use them? Because if you go to the shipping company... Oh, no, we don't go to Port Harcourt. It's only Lagos. Now, they also want to close down Enugu Airport. So even the local flight you're getting from Enugu will no longer be there. Here we tell you the truth. You may not like it, but we don't give a damn anyway. 10 Lagos state governorship candidates stepped down for APCs, and but everybody wants to be close to Buhari. These are men without honor or discipline. I am not surprised. Uwando is an oil company to spend $26 billion on oil assets. This Uwando is not owned by anybody from Biafraland, is it? But they are billionaires based on oil coming from Biafraland. How is that possible? Nobody wants to answer me. How is it possible that people with only sand and the flies, EGG and Aja, all of a sudden are oil and gas billionaires? Whereas those of us that the oil is coming from our villages, we are selling bicycle spare parts at Guzo. Very sad, isn't it? The oil belongs to us. An Awusa man that moves cattle from place to place, Oyenachinama, is an oil billionaire. Whereas those of us that the oil is coming from our father's compound, from the homes where we come from, we are on the roadside selling pure water. And you're telling me there isn't something wrong? Of course there is something wrong. Pope condemns senseless brutality of Kenya massacre. Senseless brutality. My dear Pope, you are dealing with Islam. Islam has no sense in the first place. That is why things are the way they are. They only kill. The curse placed on them in the Holy Book, which they incidentally have, is that they are like wild donkeys. You cannot tame them. They will be at war with everybody. That is what the Bible says. They will keep fighting. Even if there is no war, they will raise war. It's in their nature. Nobody can cure them. And they are growing exponentially. And their growth coincided with the time that an Islamist in the shape of Barack Obama smuggled himself into the White House, claiming he's a black man. And they voted for him. People didn't know that this man is actually a hardcore Islamist. Weeping families await bodies of murdered Kenyan students. Weeping families, Haneriuju, they are now waiting for the bodies of their loved ones to be given to them. Why is that? Because of Buhari's people, the terrorist, because of his people. That is why. That is why. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwa Biama is here with us. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Amechi have now said to Rivers people, forgive me if I have offended you. Because when you were joining APC, didn't you know that? When you were bringing Islam to the Holy Land of Biafra, Chibike Amechi, did you not know that? Is it not clear to you now that you have failed? He is asking for forgiveness, and I'm sure that some people may be inclined to forgive him. The counter-insurgency drive in Niger Republic is bringing with it poverty and hunger. These are the people fighting Boko Haram and making progress. Niger is one of the poorest countries in the whole world. Very poor and wretched. And most of them, you know, there is no immigration now. If people from Niger can move in. Even Abacha is from Niger. Lamido Sanusi is from Niger Republic. Don't you know that? These people are from Niger. But the white man said that they can come in and stay. They can even be your head of state. Whereas people that actually own the land can... they are not even allowed to even be permanent secretary. Like now, Igbo people are begging to be given the permanent secretary to the Ministry of Culture, Youth and Development. Mad people. Early on Saturday, the Earth will move between the Moon and the Sun, completing one of the shortest lunar eclipses in recent history. And the Moon will turn bloody. The Blood Moon is here. It doesn't happen very often. It happened last year. It's happening this year. It is pointing Biafrans to one inescapable conclusion, that Biafra must come. It will be bathed in blood, no doubt about that. But out of those ashes will rise this very new beacon of hope for every black person, excluding Muslims. I can't stand them. Heaven knows I can't stand them. And somebody will now tell me that you are very fond of Asare Dokobo, but he's a Muslim. I said he is a Muslim by default. Sometimes when people get upset, they do a lot of, after all, people do things that are quite interesting, isn't it? With even the Bible. Isn't that correct? All those people that set up their Pentecostal churches, names, whooshy, do they deserve to enter Biafra? The answer is no. I say that categorically. They don't deserve it, but it's entirely up to you. It's not for me to decide who comes in and who stays out, but there are those that will stay out permanently. The enemies of this very effort, 9 of them, dead or alive, they can never come in here. Any day they come in, anyway, the other ones are on the run. We continue the news in greater detail, please. Wherever you are, please make sure you're listening via CHKN at 7.6. If you're in Iguacha, you are listening via 88.0. We are on satellite and we are also online. Go to Google, type in Radio Biafra, it will direct you immediately to www.radiobiafra.co. The Egyptian president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, has congratulated the terrorist, the president-elect Muhammadu Buhari, and expressed joy over his victory in Saturday's presidential election. El-Sisi, in a statement by the Egyptian embassy in Abuja on Friday, expressed his willingness to promote the mutual cooperation between the Islamist Egypt and the Islamist Zoological Republic, presided over by the terrorist. I take this opportunity to confirm our deep interest on promoting mutual Islamic cooperation between us and the developing and deeply rooted Islamic Brotherhood, to develop Islamic Brotherhood and historical relations between our two countries for the best interests of our two brotherly people and all people of our great continent. Muslim, Islam, Muhammad, Muslim. Everywhere you go to. Obama is in the White House, or is a White House, on top of a White Horse, maybe a rocking one for that matter. I've not seen him. He's not a cowboy like George Bush or, say, Ronald Reagan before him. Barack Obama, the president of the USA, is a Muslim. Barack Obama turned a blind eye, and children as young as 6 went to vote for the terrorist, Muhammadu Buhari. This is incredible. And he said the elections were free and fair. It surprised most of you, but it didn't surprise me. What surprised me was that the white people that surround Obama at the White House allowed him to come up with such a policy statement or stance on the issue of the election in the Zoological Republic. I was not surprised, because Obama is ultimately a black person. And the black people are noted for their love and support of anything satanic, evil. Black people love evil so much that they will support anything that is evil. That is why Africa is poor. That is why black people are wallowing in hunger, deprivation, and poverty. Because they love evil. Obama has proven not to be an exception to that very rule. And I'll be very, very glad after Obama there will be no more black president in America. If I'm in America, I'm not even vote for a black person anyway to be the president. Because we are full of disgrace. Obama is a disgrace. I stress once again what the Egyptian Brotherhood said, Islamic Brotherhood said. I take this opportunity, according to the Egyptian Islamic president, to confirm his writing to the terrorist now at Asorok, about to enter Asorok, of course, the president-elect. a terrorist from terrorism to presidency. My goodness me, what a leap. I take this opportunity to confirm our deep interest on promoting mutual cooperation between us and developing the deeply rooted brotherly historical relations between our two countries for the best interest of our two brotherly people and all the peoples of the great. Why are they brotherly? Because it was Egyptian pilots that were flying the MiG bombers and fighters supplied by Soviet Union to crush Biafra. That is the brotherly love they're talking about. Because if you're wondering when did Egypt have this brotherly love with the Zoological Republic, it goes back to the time of the war when Egyptian pilots decided to fly aircraft supplied by Russia at the instigation of Britain. Britain did not want to supply their own aircraft direct, so they asked Russia to provide the support. Russia gave arms to Muslims to kill Christians. Britain claims it is a Christian country. My mother has a rapper with the head of Mary Sumner. Is it Mary Sumner? Mary Sumner, a white woman. And her rapper is blue in color, light blue. Anglican women, do you know this? When you go for synod meetings, Mary Sumner. Ndia Janyanon. Hey! Beke Kanya Botobo. Mary Sumner. The same people that brought you Mary Sumner decided to give weapons to children of Muhammad to come and kill you. That was why I did not buy the bell for my local church in the village, St. Andrew's Anglican Church. It's not a good thing to promise something and not do it, but I said I won't buy it. Because there is something hypocritical about the church that people go to. The hypocrisy I see, I cannot countenance it. You brought us Mary Sumner, the rapper. Now, Kerry, pray for the Queen. If you go to Usurebere, you will see it there. Pray for the Queen of England. In Anglican Church, of course. Anglican means English. You are attending an English church. Will an English person attend a Biafran church? The answer is no. I did not buy the bell for my church. Anglican means English. The Anglian people. We are attending in our villages, you know, Bosi, you have Anglican church everywhere you go to. Anglican church is everywhere. English church. And I'm asking myself, does English people attend Igbo church? The answer is no. Why would I be attending a white man's church when the white man doesn't attend my own church? You see, I am not intellectually inferior to a white person if they like. Of course, even in school, I used to defeat them in debates. It's as simple as that. You want me to attend Anglican church, meaning English church. Will you attend my own village church? The answer is no. Therefore, I won't go to yours either. Do you go to my own? The answer is, so why should I go to yours? Oh, because Jesus came through me. The name of Jesus Christ is properly Yahweh Heshua, which means Chizobam. God saves. Do you answer God saves as a white man? We answer Chizobam here. The same name that Jesus Christ answered. And you're bringing the knowledge of Jesus to me. People are so ill. I hate ignorant people. I can't stand them. I can't tolerate them. Let us go to the cowards of Yoruba land. Cowards to the core. In the night time, they will burn Igbo shops at Idumota. The next day, they rebuild it and they double the rent. After 4 years, they burn the same shop down. We must continue. Nobel laureate is Professor Wole Soyinka. He has said there is a moment when we must put the past aside. What is it? Cowards. 2 days ago, he was saying about Buhari. That is how they make their money. Well, they say something and you think, oh my God, whatever. Then they come down. 2 days ago, it was bad. The worst election. Buhari did this and did that. All of a sudden, there comes a time when we must put the past behind. Most especially when what presumes to the present becomes intolerable. Try to confuse you with English language. and continues and threatens to prolong itself, then we have to be more pragmatic. Pragmatism means that you want to change. That is the meaning of pragmatism. It means you no longer wish to hold on tenaciously to a viewpoint you previously held. It's as simple as that. It means you are wishy-washy. You have no stance. And I told you that Yorubas are cowards to the core. This is another proof, an example of Yoruba cowardice. 2 days ago, you were saying something. Now you have changed. Yoruba. Unreliable. Unreliable, I say. You can never trust them. Never, ever trust them. Bad, mad people. And Wereshenka said, Nigerians must show a Nelson Mandela-like ability to forgive the terrorist, General Muhammadu Buhari's past as an iron-fisted military ruler. This is what Shoyinka said. I criticized him for certain acts during his stint as a military dictator, the 80-year-old playwright and poet said in an interview with Bloomberg TV Africa on Wednesday. He spoke at his hillside country home in Abeokuta, Ogun State, in his words. But I also insist that it's about time we try our best to be mini Mandelas, to learn there is a moment when we must put the past aside. Cowards that they are. They never follow anything through. If you're following a Yoruba person, you are in one almighty trouble. Unless, of course, you're married to a Biafran, in which case you have been cleansed. By mixing your blood with that of Biafra, you've been purified. Militant group claims responsibility for Delta pipeline explosion. I don't like this. If you want to explode the pipe, please go to Lagos and explode it there. Not in Biafra land. You are contaminating the ground. Please, I beg of you. An Urobo militant group, Urobo Babako, on Friday claimed responsibility for Thursday night's bombing of the MPDC oil pipeline at Igrene. Please, can the COC tell me how to pronounce this? He has lived there before. Afiesere and the Kubo communities in Delta State. The group which made the claims in an email sent to some reporters said it is also planning to shut down all the oil fields in Urobo and the Soko areas. The email signed by the group's spokesperson, Priest Omojubu, said the bombing of the Ekerubo Igrene Afiesere was to draw attention to the neglect of ex-militants of Urobo extraction. It said that Urobo had been sidelined in the pipeline's protection contracts offered to ex-militants from other ethnic groups, and they now want to show that they too have the capacity to cause trouble. Are we fighting for Biafra or are we fighting for oil pipeline? What's your pipeline contract? We are telling you, Yoruba people are billionaires on oil and gas. You're talking about how much is pipeline contract? How much is it? I'm asking you. Egoleko, how much is it? Pipeline contract. Dangote is worth nearly $30 billion on our oil money, and you're telling me about contracts to look after pipeline. Is that money? They should stop messing up our land, please, and do something else. Stop this type of nonsense. It's not, you're not doing us any favors. If you want to have decency and dignity, we go and get Biafra. Only in Biafra do you have decency. What is the pipeline contract? Yoruba man is in Lagos eating all the money from oil and gas. You're telling me about what is contract? How much are they going to pay you? Contract, they're going to call. How much is it? Contract pipeline in Wari. Is that what we are going to, what we're talking about? Are we talking about contract or are we talking about freedom? People must make up their minds before they ask us to any of these meetings. Please make up your mind what you're fighting for. I don't want to be in a meeting with people fighting for resource control. We are fighting for our freedom, not for oil or to look after oil pipeline. That is rubbish. Pipeline to whose house? You're asking me to be night watchman over pipeline. Pipeline to whose house? We are not doing what we are doing so that we can be able to feed and buy Homer Jeep. We are doing it to be free, liberated, free people. Not because of contract, please. They should go and rethink their strategy. It is not working. I must tell them. Last Saturday's electoral victory by the terrorist Buhari of the APC may have started generating ethnic heat, as some suspected militants may have forced oil giant Shell Petroleum Development Company to shut some of East Flow stations in Delta and Bayelsa states. Although SPDC denied the report, as its spokesman said the company would not comment on security issues, community sources told a newspaper yesterday evening that militants had already warned the company through threat messages, adding that the new threat had everything to do with the failure of Jonathan at the polls. A source in one of the communities in Burutu Council area of Delta State told the Nation that there were feelers that the oil company had commenced the shutdown of East Flow stations in response to the threat. The money that Shell makes in a year is more than the entire budget of the zoo called Nigeria. Shell is richer than Nigeria. I don't think some of you know that. Go and Google it now. Look at the operating profit of Shell, or look at the annual. Go to Google and type in Shell annual turnover. Then you go, after they get the results, go to another computer and type in Nigerian budget 2014. You will see that Shell is richer than Nigeria. As simple as ABC. We are really baboons and monkeys over here. What do we know? In a dramatic twist, the Ejo Youth Council, turning away from its earlier stance where it condemned President Goodluck Jonathan for accepting defeat at the polls and promised not to resort to attacking pipeline and oil infrastructure, has vowed a hostile response. The president of the group, Udengs Eradiri, has earlier said that the group would not resort to attacking the pipeline and oil infrastructure following Mr. Jonathan's loss at the polls, and pledged loyalty to the incoming administration. But in a dramatic twist, the spokesperson for the group, Eric Omare, said the group was not satisfied with the turnout of the polls and will seek a new direction for the struggle for resource control. That is where we differ. We don't believe in resource control. For Biafra, we believe in freedom. Is it who said seek ye the kingdom of God first and everything else shall be added unto you? Yahweh Yeshua said that. Some of you are new. When we say Yahweh Yeshua, you may be wondering, what are they talking about? Another God? I don't see. No, we are talking about Jesus Christ. His name is not Jesus Christ. His name is Yahweh Yeshua. Chizoba. That is his name. Until the Greeks came and changed it. Europeans, they change everything to suit them. Change everything from top to bottom, including deification, against the advice of the Ebonites. The Ebonites traveled all the way to Constantinople. In fact, they even went to Rome to plead and to say, stop this deification. There is only one God, Chukwu Abiama. Nobody else can be God. And they put them to the sword, they killed them. Some of us came from the Ebonites, in case you don't know. You can also Google them. Some believe that is where the word Igbo comes from, but I beg to differ. The Ebonites believed in the scriptures and in the preachings of Yahweh Yeshua, but they said that he is not God. But by then, the church at Constantinople were determined to pursue the doctrine of the Trinity. Because by pursuing the doctrine of the Trinity, a white man who is uncircumcised can claim he's a child of God. Whereas you cannot be a child of God unless you're circumcised. They said, behold, old things had passed away and new things had become new. And we said, no, it is not correct. Because Chukwu Abiama said, the same way that his word is yesterday, so it is today and forevermore. His words never change. And how can he tell Abraham something and then go and change it? It's not possible now. That's a lecture for a Sunday morning. Maybe on Easter Sunday we can debate that issue on Radio Biafra. Because I love debating. That's how you learn. But black people see debating and, oh, don't go there. Don't say that. Don't annoy people. When you want a man, who is the person? Let's continue. Some people in Nigerland are fighting for resource control. We are fighting for our freedom, please. Somebody should tell them. We are not into resource control rubbish. We are fighting for freedom. Because you get the kingdom of heaven first, and then the mansions will follow. Ndi Igbo are wise to align with South-South for Jonathan. Oh, God. South-South. I'm looking at the map. South. Where is the South before South South? What do they call South? Before South South. You must have South now. For you to have South South, you must have a South, isn't it? Where is the South of Nigeria? Huh? Then where is South South then? Okay, South Africa is where it is. Oh, Lord. A country without South but has South South. Amazing. This Eugenie Belibe. The ignorance of black people are really, really amazing. You don't have South South. Then how can you get to South? No, you don't have South, but you have South South. How can you then get to South South without passing through the South? So where is the South? There is no South, but you have North. Not East, not West, Southeast, Southwest, not Central, but there is no South. Then you have South South. People are really insane, isn't it? The level of stupidity in Africa is mind-blowing. I never knew that. I don't know how black people get away with so much foolishness in their brain. It's unbelievable. Many friends keep reminding me, as a fallout of the Igbo's political miscalculation in this 2015 election, that APC has 64 senators, none is Igbo. So we can't even ask for Senate president. Do you see how foolish people are? Before, when you had an Igbo Senate president, what? Did you have electricity? Any good roads? You know, people don't talk about, you know, people don't follow things properly the way it should be. So if an Igbo man is the president of the Senate, what difference does it make? You, in fact, your village will be depopulated because they will come to the village, take all their parents and their loved ones, and they go to Abuja. So they will even deny us of some people in the village. It makes no sense to me. Biafra is the solution. Igbos should consolidate and place themselves in a position where they could control the economy and see if Nigeria will not beg them to lead in the next 10 years. The Jews constitute less than 2% of the American population, yet no one could become the U.S. president without the Jewish backing. The two major political parties, Republicans and Democrats, compete among themselves as to which party serves Jewish interests better. You know, Hinemendi, in this UG, you don't compare like with like. The Jews did not have this influence until you had the State of Israel. Igbo people in Ugwawasa and in Lagos can have such an influence only if there is a Republic of Biafra. Do you understand what we are saying? You compare like with like. The Jews of America, Mr. Igbo man, they are influential because they have one religion. They never follow white people. They have their own. They believe in Chukwu Abiam. They are not Christians or Muslims. They don't belong to Apostolic Church, Assemblies of God Church, Winners Chapel, Losers Chapel. They don't belong to Redeem or the Unredeemed. They don't belong to Mountain on Fire or believe in the Valley of Snow. The Jews have one religion. Most of you don't know the meaning of religion. That is why they remained intact. No matter what you do to them, they are still intact. One faith, one belief system, one value system. Some of you in Abakaliki are Muslims. Some of you, you know, right now, courtesy of the Malamo culture, you are Muslims. Some of you are Christians. Some of you won't even, these are Igbo people, I'm telling you, my dear friend who is writing this rubbish. Before you write, you research very well. I won't hear you what happened in there. There are families in Anambra State. Is that correct? If you are an Anglican, you cannot marry a Catholic girl. Is that correct? What family? That will be all of them. In Anambra. If you are from Anglican, the same village, you can't marry a Catholic. And you're trying to compare yourself with the Jews that only have one religion, which is Judaism. Can you see how foolish we are? You know, when people come from Africa, oh, an African professor intellectual, I laugh at them. You look at the paper they've written. You look at, you know, the thesis they've written. I cannot stop but laugh. Somebody wrote this junk thinking to convince people that somehow, you know, Igbos can face the economy and be influential. You cannot be influential if you don't control the media. The whole American media is controlled by the Jews. Hollywood is Jews. MGM Grand is Jewish. Walt Disney is Jewish. Oh, God. Is it Washington Post? Do you know Fox News? Jewish. They control the way that the people think because their survival is at stake. How about you? How dare you compare yourselves to the Jews that know that Chukwu Abiam in heaven is God? You follow anything that comes your way. Anything that comes, you follow. How many denominations do you have where you come from? You want to compare yourself? I don't know. You know, people are dead politically and economically. What they do is buying and selling, not business. Please, there's a difference between business and... I know that businessman, he's importing baked beans from China or from Germany, Heinz baked beans. P2B was importing baked beans. He was the sole distributor for Heinz in West Africa. You know how that was how he made his money? From baked beans. Was he into manufacturing? Buying and selling. And what did he do when he got into office as an Anambra governor? Buying and selling. Any manufacturing? No. When he finished, he floated a brewery and called it Hero with Rising Sun. So some of you can go and get drunk. Very sad indeed. Buying and selling. Uruahia, oh God, well, a profit. That is what is killing us. Please, when people want to write you, if you are an intellectual and you want to write, you write a compelling piece. Not one. You just can't come and make a very flippant remark that Jews are controlling. You cannot win an American election without the Jews. Of course, that is correct. But comparing Igbos to Jews, we are descended from the same place. That is correct. But that is where the similarities end. A white man came and named the church English Church. And we are going to it. Have you seen Jewish people go to Anglican Church or Catholic Church? Are they mad? They will tell you, are you telling us about God? Jesus, you are shouting about, is he not our brother? Jesus is their brother now. What are you going to tell them about their own brother? My goodness me. Oh, we are not strong mentally. That's our problem we have. No mental strength. What do we know? Black people from Africa. The National Drug Law Enforcement Agency, NDLEA, says since the Enugu Airport was upgraded to international status, it has become the target of drug traffickers. So there was no drug trafficking before in the zoo. It's only Enugu now that you... I was talking about Chenugu Airport. My goodness me, these people are evil. Speaking after the arrest of two alleged traffickers smuggling 11.66 kilograms of cocaine and heroin with a street value of 105 million naira. Amadu Giade, NDLEA chairman, said several attempts to smuggle drugs from East Africa, Brazil, and other parts of the world through the airport had been scuttled by the agency. Onyawasa is in charge. Who is in charge of CBN when Boko Haram money was going through there? Alhaji Sanusi Lamido Sanusi, the MA of Kano. Now, who gave Sanusi Lamido Sanusi the money that was being laundered through CBN? I'm asking the American government. I'm talking about CIA memo. Not what Radio Biafra said. I'm talking about American government papers. From CIA. Who gave Sanusi Lamido Sanusi the money to clean up for Boko Haram through CBN? Central Bank of Nigeria was banking for Boko Haram. The money came from Buhari. Am I lying? This terrorist is now the president-elect of the baboons and the monkeys of the Zoological Republic. You see why they're afraid of Radio Biafra. Now you understand the reason why. Because we speak the truth always, regardless of the consequences. It doesn't, we don't give a damn. Have you spoken the truth? Is the question. And the answer invariably is yes. So help me, Chukwu Abiyama. Owando Energy Resources, a wholly owned subsidiary of Owando PLC, focused on oil and gas exploration and production in Nigeria, they should have said Biafra land, has disclosed that it has budgeted $135.1 million in capital expenditures for crude oil and gas projects this very year. The company, while announcing its financial and operating results for the year ended December 31, 2014, said it will fund essential projects this year and prudently utilize capital in recognition of the current crude oil environment. Owando estimated that $35.6 million will be expended on crude oil-related projects and $24.1 million on gas projects in the oil mining lease, 60 to 63 areas, which it acquired last year. They acquired new oil lease. Did anybody from Niger Delta acquire lease? You are there asking to protect the oil pipeline belonging to Yoruba man. Are you not a fool? A Yoruba man will come to your father's compound and lay down oil pipe and be taking your oil. Then you are begging him, okay, can you give me the contract to be security guard for this oil? And the man said no. I said, okay, I'll blow up the pipe then. Are you not a fool? Are you not a fool? The oil is yours. Somebody came and took your oil and you're begging the person, I want to be security guard for the pipeline. Disgraceful, if you ask me. We should be talking about marching as one. One centralized, unified command. And we march and we win. They said, talking about oil. So if they give you a pipeline contract of 1 million naira a year, then so what? The man is budgeting that out of their profit, they are budgeting $35 million, if I'm not mistaken, not billion. They have at their disposal $1.5 billion. That's what I asked you. Can you tell me a Biafran who is a who can announce the company results in the billions of dollars? A Yoruba man is doing so. Why? Because they have access to your oil in Biafra land. And you are busy selling bicycle spare parts in Zungeru. Aye. Chukwu Abiyama, have mercy on you people. We continue. The Pope have now condemned the senseless brutality of Kenya massacre. Who killed people in Kenya? Muslims. Who else? Pope Francis on Friday condemned the massacre of 147 students in Kenya that saw Christians targeted as an act of senseless brutality and said he will pray for the perpetrators to change. Hey, the Pope is praying for change so they can repent from their sins. Who are the ones doing the killing everywhere? Muslims. Everywhere Muslims. And they are doing it because their man is at the White House, Obama. Quietly weeping families desperate for news of sons and daughters feared killed at the Kenya University massacre by Islamist gunmen wait for hours at a morgue in the capital, Nairobi. Cargo planes carrying corpses so soon they want to. We are flown on Friday afternoon from the northeastern town of Garissa to Nairobi after the day-long killing spree on Thursday by Somali Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab insurgents. Everywhere is Islam killing. And here they have just voted in a terrorist. Oh, God in heaven. My, oh, my. Tomorrow morning, the earth will move between the moon and the sun, completing one of the shortest lunar eclipses in recent history. The event, which will be total for just under 5 minutes, will be most easily visible to those in Australia and East Asia on Saturday night. The East of America will also get some chance to spot it, with it getting less spectacular towards the west of the country. Those in Africa will not see it. Even the moon is upset with Africa. All other places they will see it, oh, where there is Oyibo. Even the moon is running away from Africa. The year of the blood moon. This very year. And he doesn't even want Africa to see it. Amechi is asking for forgiveness. Chibika Amechi, better known as Rotimi, the man who doesn't know if he's Hausa or Yoruba, but he says he's a Nigerian. As his administration winds down, Rivers State Rotimi Amechi has appealed to all those he may have offended to forgive him, saying he had always meant well. In a pre-governorship election broadcast to the people of the state, Amechi said he was making the appeal in the spirit of Easter. According to him, may I, in the spirit of Easter, appeal to all those who may have been offended by my actions or inactions to forgive me. Too little and too late. He is a full-blown Hausa man doing the same work in Rivers as Okorocha is doing in Imo State. Here to Islamize. Here to make things worse for people. The same way that Niger is fighting counter-terrorism and the same process are impoverishing the people. According to United Nations Refugee Agency report, 12 counter-insurgency action in Niger after cross-border attacks by Boko Haram is worsening hunger and poverty in the arid southeast of the country. Arid means there is no rain, they don't have food. They run to Kano, they run to Kaduna, they run to even Sokoto, and they become Nigerians. Before you know it, they are major generals in the army. And before they know it, they are presidents of the zoo. None of them is original to this place. They all came here. And they are dying of hunger, poverty, and disease in Niger. Yet they have the money to buy bullets to fight Boko Haram. What an irony. That concludes our news presentation this very evening. We are live. We are direct. We are here in Biafra Land. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are now open. Should you decide to call Radio Biafra, we will oblige you, of course. We will make sure that your message gets to the entirety of humanity. Once again, welcome you. Once again, we ask you to, if you are not listening already, to please go to CHK97.6 Biafra FM. If you are in Iguacha, where Amechi is, please go to 88.0. CHK, of course. Elsewhere, you are listening to us via satellite, or you are online via your mobile phone, your iPad, your Samsung pad, or whatever pad that you have, and also through your laptop and mainframe computers, as long as your device is in possession of accessibility to the internet, you are welcome and we will be able to receive you. Once again, we are live and we are direct. And this is Radio Biafra. I am trying to get the line started. And once I do so, we will begin to take your calls. Once again, may I remind you that the number to call remains 081-738-13596. 081-738-13596. Our inquiry line is also there, which is 090-907-76589. 090-907-76589. We are live and we are direct. And for goodness sake, this is Radio Biafra. If I can find the lines to fix it, I will do so. I have a caller on Viber, I presume. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Once again, hello, your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. This is Mose Clifford.
And where are you calling from?
Hello?
Where are you calling from? I will ask you for the last time because I can hear you. That means you can hear me on Viber. Where are you calling from?
I can hear you.
Go ahead then.
I'm calling from Greece.
You're calling us from Greece. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Umanze Clifford.
Thank you very much. Go ahead then. Please go ahead.
Director,
it's not working. Viber is not working. We need that very satellite, as I said before. That satellite, we need it. Without it, we cannot do very much. I'm sorry about that. Viber discontinued. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, how are you?
I'm okay. My name is Chinonso. I'm calling from Ezeagu in Enugu State, Biafra Land.
Chinonso, do you have a father?
Yes, Chukunosu Umeha.
That's
from
better.
From Ezeagu local government, Biafra Land, Enugu State.
Thank you. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm giving a complaint.
Yes, go ahead.
We can no longer get the Biafra station in Enugu here. I don't know what is wrong.
What is the problem at Enugu?
I don't know. The station, for a couple of days now, we can be able to get you. The station just waving for day before yesterday or yesterday.
Is it the dish that moved? No, I'm asking the engineer here. Is it the dish that moved? Why was the problem?
Hello.
Yes, we are trying to sort out this problem. I don't know what is wrong with Enugu. I don't know.
I'm just, I myself, I'm trying my best to organize people, but people wish to hear in this radio station, but for a couple of days now, even myself, I cannot get it. I'm telling you, to be frank.
We'll see what we can do for tomorrow. We'll see what we can do for. Can we have this thing fixed tomorrow? Is that possible? No, I'm talking to the engineer here to make sure we fix this problem tomorrow. You will leave to that very place as early as possible in the morning. I want it fixed tomorrow. I want it fixed. Very important, please. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. I'm not happy about it. Not happy one bit about this very development. I need that station to be working. I need it to be working. Very, very important, please. Very, very important.
Hello.
Yes, please. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah. My name is Kesi Ohajirume.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you. But, go ahead.
About director, I like the way things are going on your side, on your network, on your radio. In fact, I'm very, very happy. You are a God-sent company. I know that all these things, one day, it must surely come to pass. I thank you very much for your efforts, all the efforts you have made, and that to make this Biafra get there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you'll hear from me more.
No problem. Thank you. Owore is off as well, is that correct? Is CHK, you know, Owore off? Can you find out, please? I need to know. Is Owore off? I need to know if CHK, you know, is off. I want to know if we are under any form of coordinated attack by the terrorist and his followers, please. I need to know. What is happening to CHK, Owore relay station? What is happening? Are people, you know, Owore listening to this very gospel or not? I must know, please. I must know. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me? It has ended. It has ended. Let's try again. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. One more time, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Emekodo. I'm calling from Aba, but I'm an indigenous. I'm from Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. I really appreciate this program. I've been a good listener to this program, and I am much impressed.
Thank you.
For being a good listener to this radio, Biafra. And I keep on praying that the one of these days, Biafra will come to reality.
Is it?
We cannot continue with the country where justice doesn't reign. In a country where we Igbos are neglected, our right is not being given to us. Pray that God Almighty will grant us the enablement to ensure that this Biafra comes to reality in the name of Chukwu Apiama.
He said.
This is my number. I'm a very young man, healthy and strong enough to contribute in all rounds to ensure that this Biafra comes to reality.
He said, thank you very much. And continue listening. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Turn the system down. I find it particularly frustrating when people who are calling us from abroad are accustomed to how we do things here are still doing it the wrong way. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Who are calling?
My goodness me. Only hear one. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I said when you call Radio Biafra, I don't want to hear any noise of any sort on the background. Please, very important you adhere to that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, director.
Please go ahead, yes, your sir. Name. Your name and where you are?
Director, I'm glad that my name is Uzoma Amadi. I'm calling from Owerri. Owerri is working. We are listening to you, director.
Thank you very much. I don't know where this person is writing from.
Director, I'm calling from Owerri. In Owerri, you know, I'm in Owerri, Orata.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Director, may God bless you that I want to be here. I'm connecting here. I'm calling this number. It's not going, but today I thank God it's good. This is my number. You can call me at any time because I am hearing a lot of what is going on. To be sincerely, I'm not happy with what the zoo country Nigeria is trying to do because even the terrorists who have elected as the president, I know that the Chukwu Abiyama will surely answer us and you know what to do for us to be free.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very, very much for that. Owerri is live and direct. And Angelica, thank you very much. Angelica also writing from Owerri, telling us that Owerri is fine. We are very grateful. She sent us a message on WhatsApp. And Lillian has also written here to say that Labour Party House of Assembly candidate has attended anymore. Labour Party House of Assembly candidate doing politics. They have killed him in Imo. They have killed this very person in Imo. He went into politics. Now he is coming back as a corpse. People are writing to us, I need info where it's clear. Some are saying it's on and off and whatever. Others are saying it's very clear. I will have to defer to our coordinator that said Owerri is clear. Owerri is very clear. Thank you very much. Let's go to the line again to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear sister. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from.
My name is Annette David Ndo. I'm calling from Owerri.
Thank you very much.
Director, I congratulate you for what you are doing. I pray that you can be your strength.
You see?
I pray that God in heaven will turn the heart of our people to know that what you see is your liberation.
You see?
Heavenly Father will strengthen you. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you and keep doing what you are doing. Because I know God will help you never fail.
Thank you very much, Mother Sister. Thank you. Owerri is live and it is direct. If you are not getting it, you know where it means that the Malam is doing something in your side. If you cannot, because you know we abhor evil. Radio Biafra is intolerant of evil. Your jaw, and that's on here. We don't like evil here. If you're experiencing any intermittency, there is evil going on in your village somewhere. And we abhor it. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please.
My name is Namdi. I'm from Uguta, LGA in Biafra land.
From Uguta, LGA in Biafra. And are you listening to Radio Biafra?
Yes, I'm listening, but I'm at Ava. So, I'm telling you, I'm so very grateful for what you are doing. Keep on working. I believe that Jufu Abiyama, the God of Biafra land, will help us and fight those black monkeys and let our victory come to us. I'm a young boy. I'm ready. Whatever you want me to do, for me to make sure that I am the one of Biafra soldiers. This is my number. Thank you, sir. God will bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone can... No, they're not paying attention. I want you to pay attention, please, when you call Radio Biafra. Endeavor to pay attention. We have a very strict protocol here. I have a caller on Viber. I wonder if they are
Hello?
Listening. And if they are, please, yes. Your name
Hello?
And where you are.
Hello, I'm hearing you, sir.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm hearing you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, I was hearing yesterday when I was listening to you yesterday when they were talking about Mbaka, and I called. I wanted to contribute. My name is Ifeanyi, like Shailia said. Ifeanyi Chukwu Igwe from Ebonyi State, but I'm based in Austria.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. I said, go ahead.
Hello?
My goodness me. Go ahead.
Hello?
Say what you're saying.
Hello? Sir?
Not paying attention, or is it the network? Sounds like network to me. That is why we need that satellite ASAP. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please, your name and where you are. Kusioku Ike, raise your voice. Speak like a Biafran. Yes. You are talking like a Yoruba man. Are you Yoruba?
Yes, sir.
Only Yorubas can talk like cowards. Raise your voice and speak like a man.
My name is Chukwuma Okeke.
Yes, Chukwuma. From where?
Yes. From Newi.
From Newi. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
I can hear you. Please go ahead. I can hear you.
Please, sir. I want to appreciate you for your work so far. But I want to ask you one question, sir.
Go ahead.
Is there any attempt for question or agreements, committed agreements sent to the government in this very course?
Is there any what?
So that, is there any agreement or any part sent to the Nigerian government, just like the Uchukwu Beach, there was an Abri Accord. So when he came back, he couldn't abide by it and declared the affair. So is there any plan you have on ground to meet with the Nigerian government? Thereby, they will see to see the reasons why we don't belong to this government anymore, so that they can either agree or we succeed. So, is there any official path?
Thank you. The line is gone. Yes, there is an official pact, an agreement with the Zulu government, and is that we will meet at the battlefield. If they defeat us, that is fine. If we defeat them, we will have Biafra. The only place we will negotiate with them is when we fight and men dies. That is only the time we negotiate with them. To sit down with monkeys and baboons to talk, that is not an option. I said I want Biafra to come through war, not by peace. People don't understand what we are saying. We say it clearly. Don't come out. We don't want Biafra to come by peaceful negotiation. We want a Biafra that will come through war. We must avenge the defeat of 1970 in a battlefield for us to have dignity and honor. We must go to war with them. That is the only way we survive as a people. Anything else is mere political or flag independence. We don't want that. Babangida said he will wear his khaki uniform again. I want us to confront this. Well, I just want to see what it will look like for these useless Hausa men to command men in battlefield without the help of the British. Honestly, I just want to see that. I want to prove to Hausa Fulani that we have natural born soldiers. Their borders are porous. Islamic fighters will come to fight with them. And I want us to defeat them in battle. There is no negotiation with anybody, and there will not be any. Never, ever, ever. The only place we are going to meet is at the battlefield. As simple as that. That's how Biafra is going to come. You are dreaming. You are not part of the IPOB family. Biafra can only come through one means, through the barrel of a gun. No other way. And I won't have it any other way. We are preparing to go to war, and that is exactly what we are going to do. So that our children will say that their fathers went to war and fought for their freedom and won it. The same way it is in Israel. I don't want this nonsense of, they went to a conference and they came back and they signed a piece of paper. That's for cowards. If I die in the process, so be it. It's part of history. Simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director. Am I speaking with the Director?
Yes, you are.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Chukwuma Elu Amadi. I'm calling you from Spain.
Where in Spain are you, please?
The zone I'm staying in Spain is called Alicante. Please, Director, I call you for one important thing.
Go ahead.
I've been listening for this very program for a couple of weeks now, and I'm very, very interested in the program. I wanted to bring the nearest Biafran family around me so that I can join immediately.
You are in Alicante, the nearest Biafran family. Yes. I want to give you the telephone number of our head of Directorate of State, Mazi Uchenasie. We call him affectionately Omiomio, of course. I can't give Omiomio's number live on air because of the work he does. We will take your number and then text it to you. If you stay on the line, we will take your number and text the head of directorate's number to you. We will text it to you. So just stay on the line for a minute and we will text the number to you. Okay?
Okay, director. Okay, director, Chukwugoziegi. That will happen to you, director. We have been looking for someone like you for years. And God finally has brought you. Anything that you are planning to bring out Biafra, mighty God, Chukwu Abiama, we bless you and bring every of your plans to be fulfilled in Jesus' name.
You see? Thank you very much for that. People must understand, we are not afraid of anything. For goodness sake, we can never ever be afraid. It was a personal decision that we come out to fight for what is right. Someone has to do it. There comes a time in life when you have to stand up and say, beyond this very point, I will no longer retreat. That is exactly what we are doing. No retreat and no surrender. I want a Biafra that is forged in the battlefields of this very zoo. I want Biafra to emerge out of war than to emerge very wimpishly like a Yoruba territory. God forbid. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
You are talking like a woman. I can't stand it. You speak like a man, for goodness sake. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. The Reverend Director, this is Okong Chukwebuka calling from Enugu, sir.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, sir, we in Enugu can't hear you clearly, sir.
Tomorrow.
In Enugu is having some.
I know. We know about this Enugu problem. I don't know if there are, maybe there are still saboteurs in Enugu. You know, the radio Biafra abhors evil. Eleganye Wendy running Enugu, saboteurs are still in Enugu, answering Igbo names. Maybe that is the problem.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much. We will fix it tomorrow. Everybody should go there tomorrow and fix this very problem. Very, very critical, please. That we have it resolved. We have it solved, as a matter of fact. Thank you very much, my dear brother from Spain. Somebody will be sending you Omiomio's number in a minute. And when you get it, you call him. He is our head of Directorate of State. Very, very important that you contact him. Hello. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening, your name and where you are.
My name is Onye Tolokonta. I am from Ogun in Enugu State.
Thank you very much, please go ahead.
But I'm coming from Asaba.
Thank you, please go ahead.
Director, I am just to call that. Hello?
I can hear you. Go and say what you want to say. We are listening. Go ahead. You see? So foolish. Chineke manu na bara. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Good evening. Your voice is very low. Your voice is low. Raise your voice.
My director, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Coordinator in America.
Where are you calling from?
From Delta State, America,
I am Madabuchi from Delta State.
Yeah, the coordinator. Yeah.
The coordinator.
Yeah, in Delta State.
In Delta State.
Yeah.
Your voice is too low, please. Your voice is too low. I don't know if it is the network. It's very low. May I recommend that you please call us back? Call us back, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, director.
Yes, please.
God bless you, sir.
And you too.
Yeah. Director, we are very, very happy over what we are hearing this very day because we thought that all hope have lost. We never know that God is remembering us.
Director,
I want to commend on your efforts. You know, these are our Igbo people. They are just there waiting for somebody that they will confirm serious. Whenever they see such person serious, many people are just watching. In no time, on short time now, you see crowd of people surround you and you will not even know the people to thank. So I encourage you, go on, don't listen to any those people that have been feed by Nigerian zoological money. Director, I want you to know that we have suffered. We have no other hope than Biafra. Director, may God guide you on. May God keep you on. May God encourage you.
Yes,
we are all with you.
Yes,
another thing I want to ask is that, you know, before, there are some British fight for Nigeria. If we go into war now, won't British come again and the other white country?
No, because if they come here, they die with us. They are human beings and they bleed as well. If they come here, we will kill them. We will die with them. They are not God. They bleed as well.
Okay.
We are fighting for what belongs to us. I'm not. In fact, we're not even fighting. We are driving away the enemy that the British brought to us. How can you give somebody the Bible and then hand the person over to Quran? Tie them hands, bound them hands and their feet, and hand them over to Quran when you give them the Bible. Such hypocrisy is unacceptable.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. The two of you are with you and the object in Jesus' name.
He say, thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Yes. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. If you're calling us, please, we are here. If you wish to participate, we also welcome it as well. Wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing, we welcome you. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, sir.
Yes, please. Good evening. Your name and where you are?
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Your name, please, and where you are?
My name is Maju Kuchid. I'm calling from Onisha now.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I've been calling your number for a long time. I thank God that I get you today. So I thank you for the work I've been doing. For how we have been organizing the Biafran people together. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, you are listening, man?
We are hearing you. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Okay. So, what I want to say is this. There are some... Hello?
We are hearing you. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. There are some people that are calling Radio Biafra. So what they are saying, forget about what they are saying. Some of them are just by saboteurs. They just want to know what is going on. They don't. Some of them are some people that are within the area that we are. Some that they claim that they are Biafra, but they are not Biafra. They are not. They are just claiming to call us just as a Biafra. But I want to really to thank you for your job. You're doing a very good job. So, I don't know how I will get to... I want to join the Biafra machine. I need somebody, anybody that is between our side.
How can I get the Biafran people? No, sorry.
You have a number to call. If you want to find out who your coordinator is, get a pen and paper. I have a telephone number to give to you. I have a telephone number to give to you. And once you have that number, you call it.
Hello?
Then they will contact you. Yes, of course. We have a telephone number to give to you. Do you have a pen and paper with you?
Yeah.
The number to call to find out who your coordinator is 090.
Hello?
090.
Hello?
090 907 765.
Hello, come again, sir, please.
765 89.
Come again, please, director.
I'll start all over again. 090 907
765 769 5 765 89.
Okay, 89. Yeah, I repeat, 090 907 765 89 79,
right?
89.
Yeah. Okay, 89.
The last one is 89. 090 907 765 89.
Okay. Well, God bless you very well for the mighty work that you are doing. So I'll be telling my friend, and they are doing very well. So we are getting radio better here, very clear and sound. I want to congratulate you for the great job that you are doing. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
May God bless you, sir. May God bless you.
And you too.
May God bless you.
He said,
there is nothing that they can do for you. I hear the what is going on, what they are saying concerning what Boy did, the delegates that he sent. They are only for the vampires, and they are going to take their own place. They will not see it and their family.
He said,
the God that you serve is with you. The God that makes you to start this work will also help you, and you will continue. You will live long and see the good job that you are doing. So I'm very, very happy to get you today. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. And may Chukwu Abiyama also be with you. Thank you for that. I presume that the barrister has come back to me. Very eminent, very accomplished barrister. My message is with us on the line. Please, barrister, if you can hear me, you may proceed, please, because we are waiting very earnestly.
Yes, director. Thank you. Thank you, director, and thank you for all the callers. Director, the reason why I call is this last guy you're giving number does not appear to me that he's genuine. He may well be. But how many times you gave him the number, you called something else, you called something else. You did not even get upset in any way. You gave him the number many times, and over. But he doesn't appear to grasp it. You should watch out, because there's quite a lot of people about. Sent by Rochas Okorocha and his colleagues in the River State and in the Boy State. No, we've been surrounded by Islam. They are in Owerri, they are in Port Harcourt, they are in Ebonyi State. So everybody we have to be very vigilant and watch out. They will take numbers, pretending they want to join you, pretending they want to join us. Those who are doing the screening, please, you have to be very, very careful in attending to those who could be wolves, but in a sheep's skin. We have to be watchful. The time is critical. The devil will devise every means to combating what we are doing here, and we cannot be loose, if you like. We have to be very careful in all we do. Director, the Egyptians, they thought that this is 1967. They want to come back to fly aircraft. They have to be careful. Their own people should warn them about the technology we have now we spot anybody encroaching in our villages and towns, days are gone. Even then, even in 1967, the Africans who are doing things for themselves, how much more after how many donkey's years? We've perfected our arts. We have perfected our technology. Anybody coming to fight against us, your people should warn you. Director of City, when you are fighting in Baghdad, those people in Iraq did not fear anybody. If you're coming to kill me, I will kill you. So they should take note. Whether British people or Americans coming to fight again to carry on Islamizing Biafran, there are people who should tell them and warn them. Because we're angry for what they did against us. We are still bleeding. And you cannot fight a wounded lion because that lion will do all he could to get at you. Biafrans are everywhere. Before, it wasn't like that. In every disadvantage, there will always be an advantage in it. We've scattered all over the world, and there's no escape to anybody who would like to injure Biafran. There won't be any escape, there won't be any hiding place. We are very quiet people, individuals going in our own businesses. You impose Islam on us, and we refuse. We reject, we have decided not to carry on these slaves. This point in time is poignant for all Biafrans, wherever they are, whether you are Sabo, whether you are real. You have to be very careful because we want to go home, we want to get out of this slavery. It's fighting. It's been a long time. We are feeling it. And we cannot feel it anymore. We have things in our own towns and villages, but we are scattered all over the world, dying, enslaving ourselves, most of them voluntarily. But this time, IPOB, we decided we have to go home. If you are in our way, you blame yourself. But what we have to assure you is this: any country coming to come to stop what we want to do, to restore Biafra, we will use you as a sacrificial lamb. That's all I can say for now, Director. Thank you.
The barrister himself, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And also, our dear sister, Obi, has arrived into London. And she wants confirmation that she is writing and communicating with us via WhatsApp. She is in London at the moment. And welcome her. She's telling us today that we have a meeting tomorrow. The London family has a meeting tomorrow. And I'm waiting for the venue of that very meeting and the time. I don't know if they're going to meet in Forest Gate. I don't know where they're meeting tomorrow. I'm waiting for Obi to please tell me. As soon as I have the details, I will be able to bring it to your attention. The world is listening. Let's go to the phone line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, please.
I called you before to take some address of IPOB member Spain here near me.
Yes.
My name is Noel Amadi. You said that I should wait for a minute or
somebody is going to contact you. Somebody will contact you. We have sent your details to the people that are concerned.
It's okay, Director.
So Spain's okay. Coordinator is going to call you. I've been told the Spain coordinator will contact you, or you check your text messages and you will have a contact there. Very, very key. Announcement, announcement, announcement. There will be a meeting of indigenous people of Biafra on Saturday, the 4th of April, 2015. The time of the meeting is 5:30 p.m. The venue is Dunning Hall, Elam Grove, Forest Gate. Postcode is E79AB. I repeat the address and the time very slowly, please. 5:30 p.m. tomorrow. The venue is Dunning Hall, D-U-R-N-I-N-G. Dunning Hall, Elam Road. Elham is E-A-R-L-H-A-M. Elam Grove Road, Forest Gate. Elam Grove Road, E-A-R-L-H-A-M. Grove is G-R-O-V-E. Road, Forest Gate, E-7-9-A-B. I repeat, Forest Gate, E-7-9-A for Alpha, B for Bravo. The direction is from Stratford Station, take bus 86 or 25, and stop at Woodgrange Road. Woodgrange Road, please. Stop at Woodgrange Road bus stop. Then walk towards Forest Gate Station. Dunning Hall is at the back of Cooperative Supermarket. I know where it is. Cooperative Supermarket. Also with bus 330, 308, or 58. Stop at Forest Gate Station. With overground train, you can stop at Wanstead Park Station, then walk towards Forest Gate Station. Contact Festus Anekwe, the very strong, formidable, and incredibly exceptional London coordinator on 07-404-163-215. I repeat, 07-404-163-215. There is also Callistus Anoruo on 07-448-178-394 or Uzwaka on 07-47-402-6600 or our dear sister Elizabeth Uchoma Inrebu on 07-405-80177 for more information. Of course, you can visit radiobiafra.co, ipob.org, or biafratelevision.co. May Chukwa Biama continue to bless all of us as we attend this very meeting, the London family tomorrow. The London family is arguably the strongest in the whole world. I'm telling you, they are exceptional. They don't talk too much. They don't make too much noise, but they are very, very strong. The London family, as part of the UK family overall, are very, very strong and dependable. Very, very strong and dependable. Thank you very much, our dear sister Obi. Thank you for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, Dara.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, this is Tochukwu Ogbejiofor.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling you from Onitsha. I am from Umuleri in Biafra land.
Umuleri, kwandi keo, ndi anemesi hike. Please go ahead.
Director, please, I've been trying this number for quite some time, and thank God I was able to reach you this night. As a matter of fact, I am a non-repentant Biafra side, but when I first got in touch with those who claimed they were fighting for Biafra, that was the Masov members, I was totally disappointed because I saw them as more or less tough. The way they were extorting people, behaving like street artists. So I was very, very disappointed then. But I haven't listened to you for quite some time. I must reiterate that I think the interest of Biafra has resonated, not just in the minds and soul of some of us who are intellects, who have said within ourselves, you might not understand what you're doing. Many persons have been affected so far. And I can tell you from all intents and purposes that we have decided on our own also, even if we cannot support financially, we have what it takes in terms of intellectual capacity, is it in the area of poetry, journalism, to support Biafra, and we pray you give us the opportunity to do so. The only thing I fear is so that the enemies will not stab us behind and infiltrate our camp. So please, I want to beg all Biafrans to tighten up all these belts. We are going to face many challenges. Even this call I'm making now, I know some persons would not understand. They wouldn't be happy with me that I'm openly pledging my allegiance. They thought that they would have expected me to lie low and wait for people who would be in the front burner so that will come behind. But I am such a person that don't doubt my resolve when I have made up my mind. So I took it upon myself to call this night and to openly pledge my allegiance to Biafra and it struggled. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and you have spoken very well. Although you did not come forth with too much detail, but what you said is loaded, and somebody will make contact with you. Somebody will make contact with you this very night. Very, very important that people like you of your caliber is part of what we are doing. People of your caliber is the type of people that we need in this very effort. Thank you very much and well spoken.
Hello.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is
There is a child crying. Engugo milk, Matakere. Have you taken the baby's milk?
This is Ellen the Victor. I'm calling from Benue, the zoo.
Thank you. Please go ahead, Victor. Go ahead.
And sir, I want to ask you a question because I read what something Murtala Buhari said and Muhammad Buhari. He said that he knows that your friends don't like him because.
Hello, go ahead, sir. We are listening to you. You are the one making a statement. Why are you stopping?
He said that he knows that their friends don't like him because when they fought in the war, he killed so many of them that if he has an opportunity to do that, he will still do it again. So, sir, what I want to ask is that what is our chances now that he's in power? Won't he do something wrong to you as in look for you or something like that? I don't understand.
If he's looking for me, why shouldn't we look for him as well?
It's just that I am a bit nervous.
You have to be nervous because you are our people now are a bunch of cowards. But thankfully, we are raising men. There are those born for this very fight. When I pray to Chukwu Abiam, I say to him, there are those that you created for this very battle that is to come. We want them to step forward, and they are coming forward. That is why the army of Biafra will be the finest that mankind will ever know. We will fight this very war, and we will win it. And win it comprehensively. That is the only way that Biafra can emerge with any shred of dignity and self-worth. Anything else is a waste of time. If they tell you tomorrow morning that they can give you Biafra by peaceful means, I will resign my commission immediately without any delay. I will stop what I'm doing. I don't believe in peaceful restoration of Biafra. I believe that we must fight for it so that way we value it. Not because we want to go and waste lives, but because we know that when you fight for something and you die for it, you value it. The same reason why we talk about Biafra today was because of the number of people that died in that very effort between 67 and 70. And we must do honor to them. They lost that very war, but this generation will win it. As simple as that. We must meet our enemies in battle. Something that we must do. It is something we must do. For honor's sake, we must be honorable enough to do that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, is that Radio Biafra?
Of course it is, and the whole world is listening, and you are. What is your name?
My name is Chibueze Gerard.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Enugu.
Please go ahead.
Please, we don't receive Radio Biafra clearly here.
Is because Satan is somewhere close to Enugu. That is why. Enugu is the only relay station we are having difficulties with. But I'm sending the engineers across to where the relay station is tomorrow morning to go and find out what is wrong with it and fix it. It must be fixed tomorrow morning. Before 12 noon tomorrow, Enugu will be up and running and doing a very fine job at that as well. Be rest assured.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and Chukwu Abiam is your God. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and heaven will bear us witness that we are doing all we can in truth and honesty to restore the glory of God upon the face of this very earth. That mankind may know that Chukwu Abiam is the creator of the heavens, the creator of this very earth, and everything else in between. Biafra represents a testimony. Agabu in here, Obama. Watch and see. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Huh?
What is your name? You mokwa aha, aha, go bogene. What is your name? Oh, I will say man yari handi I was a monanya babiko no nyumna chinek. My goodness me. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do our work. And how can we be? How can we be? Impossible. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good day, Director. I thank God for you. You are the son of your father, Chukwu Abiama, and he will definitely see over your needs and your protection, your provision, everything concerning you. Biafra is virtually here with us. We thank Chukwu Abiama for all these provisions. Director, I call this afternoon just for our announcement that we'll be having our meeting. First of all, let me say my name is Leonard Chielokanem, and I am, by his grace, the coordinator of Trinidad and Tobago IPOB. And I am from Amovia in Biafra land. Director, thank you for this privilege. We are announcing that our family meeting will be coming up this very Sunday by 2 p.m. at the usual venue, which is number 2 11th Street, Dinsley Gardens, in Trinidad and Tobago. We urge all our members, our formidable members, to come with their fund, because we need to pay off a lot of things, ranging from our satellite and others. We've not made our payment. So this Sunday is the final date we give to every one of us to come with their fund. So everybody has to come, as well as do other things, like paying off other dues we need to do. So, Director, that's why I called, and at the same time, to chip in just one very thing. And that thing is the statement of the Sheikh Gumi, the man who is well known in the Islamic circle of that the Mohammedan Emirate of the North. He made mention of so many things in his statement, which I just read. And he was saying something about not to congratulate Buhari because it's not yet over. Because the economy of the country is coming from the side that do not want the change. You understand what he's saying? The oil, the everything that sustains that particular zoology or the country, the zoo, is coming from a side. That's the way he put it. It's coming from the side that do not believe in the change. The change now means the Buhari is the change. And he said that people should go and pray, because similar thing happened even in a homogeneous society, which is Egypt, whereby the Muslim Brotherhood were on one side and the secularists were on another side. He said after all the things that they did, election took place and the Brotherhood won, that it didn't take up to 2 years, it was a year or thereabout, things fell apart. He said the same similar thing happened to Libya. It happened to Yemen. And he said, so therefore, Nigeria should be should be praying right now. And he's trying to warn Buhari that he need to establish whatever kind of governance, I don't know. And that it wasn't good luck that gave that, they would have killed people had it been that good luck was declared winner, just like you rightly pointed out. So I'm just saying it because, I mean, they have come to the realization that, you know what they are doing is not right. And it's like they are only the one that have the right to kill people at will. If they lose, they kill people. So thank you, Director, for what you are doing. I thank every Biafran, wherever you are, stand up. Power do not concede without demand. Therefore, you have to stand up and ask for your rights. Director, thank you, and God bless you, and bless every member of your family, everybody, and members of IPOB worldwide. May you remain blessed. Director, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Anemone Leonard, all the way from Trinidad and Tobago. There is a family meeting coming up there on Sunday. I'm now going to the line again. There is a caller on the line, all the way from Denmark, I presume. Please, your name and where you are, precisely in Denmark.
Good evening, is that director?
Yes, it is. Yes, good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Chidubem. I'm calling from Denmark. Chidubem is from Denmark.
Which part of Denmark are you in? Where in Denmark are you, please?
Copenhagen, Copenhagen.
In Copenhagen, the capital of Denmark. Please go ahead.
Okay. I just want to thank you, director, for the good job that you four are doing. And I just want to still use this opportunity to talk about some things concerning some idiot and the fool. As he's saying that Radio Biafra is fake or this thing. It's people that doesn't have sense. Don't know what people are passing through in abroad. Police have the right to be saying all those things. And you know what we blacks are suffering in abroad? These are any just that record that Radio Biafra is not supposed to be saying all those nonsense and idiots they are saying. So I just want to use this opportunity to tell the director just move ahead and make super jam. God that answer by fire. We answer all the prayer and all the things that you have been doing for us in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and director, I still want to use the opportunity to let those idiots that is following what we can. All those idiots, some of them are just stupid Okada drivers. When idiots, if Wagri can go and do this, they will be coming out, making noise, feel that they are doing the right thing, which they don't know they are doing the wrong thing. Following Wagri is riding good car, but they are Okada men, driving on the street, shouting, Yafra, Yafra, which they don't know what they are doing. So, all those Okada people, they should put their eyes into the world and look for Wagri very well. I know that Wazirike is not a good person. So all these things they are doing to Wazirike. One day they will die and Wazirike will never look for them. He will not want very them. He will still look them as a fool. So director, I just want to thank you. Please continue your job. With the mark, we are now having a meeting. And we believe by the grace of God we'll be supporting everywhere that we can. So thank you, director. God bless you.
Isa, thank you very much for that. And for all the way from Denmark, and I also have an announcement to make. The family in Stuttgart in Germany is also meeting on Saturday, that is tomorrow. There is a family meeting being announced. I've been directed by Tony Nzurumike, who is our national in Germany, the overall national coordinator in Germany, with many zonal coordinators serving under him because we are well organized. My goodness me. IPOB worldwide. The very people no longer ask us, what is your structure? It is the finest ever devised, I can tell you that. We have my office, that of the editorial board. We have the Directorate of State that is now responsible for the day-to-day running of this movement all over the world through the continental representatives. Under the continental representative sits the various national coordinators. Under the various national coordinators in nearly 88 countries of the world, you then have zonal coordinators. Amazing stuff, isn't it? With tentacles spreading to every major country of the world. That is why anybody who makes us his or her enemy, you are finished, you will fail. Ask those who were supporting Buhari before using the name of Biafra today. They no longer exist. Because in the end, after every fight, we always win. In the end, we win. I shall proceed. To all Biafrans in Stuttgart, there will be an important meeting scheduled for tomorrow, being Saturday, the 4th day of April 2015 at 6 p.m. local time, please. I don't have a venue for you. I know this meeting is holding in Stuttgart in Germany. IPOB family in Germany is holding a meeting. Please, there is a telephone number for you to call. And I will read it out to you very slowly. I will also include the German international code +491521060661. I repeat, if you are in Germany, please, in Stuttgart, to attend this very meeting, please call 0152106-06161. Very, very important. You understand this. And very important, you know that number down, plus 4915210606161. That is the number to call if you want to join the family meeting in Stuttgart, Germany tomorrow. Very, very important. And this is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and Chukwu Abiama is our God. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The line has it's been ringing so much it has frozen. My goodness. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Anichi Debere from Enugu, Ibba Valley.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Please, I want to bring to your notice. Some people used to say that Radio Biafra is the cause of Jonathan failing the election. But let me tell you what it is. I noticed that the deputy or the vice president, he failed in his own state. Likewise, the senior president, they failed also in their own state. So why are people calling them Radio Biafra or something like that? Did Radio Biafra go to Kaduna or Benue State to send a note of vote for the senior president and the vice president? Then coming to I heard you talking about Mbaka or something like that. I'm in Enugu anyway. Let me bring one thing to your notice. Mbaka is never a politician. Because I'm in Enugu and I'm a Catholic. Though I've never been to the adoration ground, but I will tell you one thing about Mbaka. Mbaka is the only man or only priest that is fighting for the poor or for the poor masses. If we have two or three persons like him, all this nothing that the leaders, our so-called leaders are doing, it will have been curtailed for a long time. So, I don't know, you say something about Vanguard writing rubbish or something like that. I suspect it might be so, because I know that Mbaka won't be the darling up and down or something like that. So, that is what I wanted to say about him. I hope he is not the person that says such a thing. Because I know all the time he used to cry on the altar, because of the situation of the country, the situation of diplomacy. So I don't think he can just turn around anyhow just to shoot himself on the foot. So that is what I wanted to bring to you. And moreover, I don't know, you have said it you will rectify any good issue maybe by tomorrow or something like that. I wanted to bring that to your notice.
Yes, any issue will be rectified by tomorrow. We shall fix it. We must fix it tomorrow. It's not too far from where we are. If I have to go down there to fix it, then so be it.
Okay. And I used to, some of my neighbors from Nsukka area, I don't know if you have any plan for Nsukka area. They used to complain. Though I'm listening to the satellite system.
Yes. Some people said they will come forward to give us the funding for Nsukka. We are still waiting for them. If there is no CHK where you are and you want to step forward to fund it, then all well and good. And also, should we tell them? No, we're not going to tell them. We tell them by surprise. Things are about to happen in the next few months, I can tell you that. Maximum 2 months. And then CHK will be heard in places where nobody thought it would be possible before. We are working on it and it is going to work.
Okay, that's all. And I want to thank you for all your good work. You are just trying. It is never easy. Just keep on trying. That's all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. I have a caller on Viber. I don't know if they're still there. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Please.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Your name and where you are.
Hello. Hello, Director. My name is China.
Please, your name again. Ugochukwu, give us your name again, please.
Hello,
give
sir.
Yes, I can hear you. Give us
your
name.
Hello, Director. My Ugochukwu Wajado.
Yes, Ugochukwu, go ahead. Where are you calling from?
Ugochukwu Wajado. I'm calling from China.
You're calling from China. Thank you. Please go ahead.
China. Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for the job. heading, and we love you and we can't love you enough.
Ugochukwu, the line is not very good from China. Ugochukwu from China, the line is not very good. Please try and call us back again. That is why we need this satellite system to improve the connectivity ratio of our Viber and also our Skype. It is giving us serious, serious headache, and I do not like it. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And Chukwu Abiyama is also here with us. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. It could be the network. Things are happening here. We are in the damnable Zoological Republic. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Sir.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
Good evening, sir. My name is Akunwaloke Enyikwonwa.
Enyikwonwa.
Yes, I am from Ebonyi State.
I love your name. I love Ipoh your name.
Ipoh Indigenous of Ndego Achara.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ipoh Indigenous of Ndego Achara.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, what I want to say is I want to first of all congratulate you for your good work that you are doing for us. You are fighting for our rights. So you will have to keep on. Nothing will do you. No any devil, no any weapon that comes against you will prosper. So, I am in support of you, all my family, everybody in our family is in support of you. We are a member of Biafra, and we will stand for Biafra. And if about this says that we are going to die, we are going to die for Biafra. So, right from now, I'm calling from Onitsha because I believe for Onitsha. Now, in case of, I want to talk for the case of Jonathan, good luck, Jonathan. Jonathan has already done his own, but we have not to blame him anymore. What we are going to do now is to bring out the way to solve the problem. Even the feeling of good luck, Jonathan, is just bring a promotion for us. Just bring a welcome development. What good luck, Jonathan, will do is, if he can hear me, during the time of handing over to Buhari on that day, let him tell Buhari and his member, Atiru Jega, and Idiot, so-called Obama, they have already done their own. Give me some. And they will give him pen. He will write everything. Before he agree to hand over, they will make sure that when they sign it, before he hands Buhari over, if not, let him do not hand him over. Let Obasa, good luck, says that as from today, I and my family and my wife, same patient, Jonathan, will stand here as a Biafran. Family from Ojoko, as from today that I am handing over to Harry, and he will read it and make sure that they sign it, and he signed his phone, and he will have his phone, and them two so-called Nigeria will have their phone. And second part, he have to tell them, any evil man that smell this Nigerian throne again to work with you, just kill the person forever and ever, and let him come back for us, and we are going to declare him a president of Biafra, as he said. And that is my own word, and I stand on it. That is the only advice and the alternative that I will give to Mr. President Goodluck Jonathan now, wherever he is now. If he can hear me, let him hear me well. Wisdom is different than education, and that is my own, and that is my own conclusion. Thank you. And God bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, and bless you too. Thank you very much. Please, Director, may Chukwu Abiyama bless you and strengthen you more. Please, how do I join the family here in Owerri? I'm a final year student studying education and economics from Omumpe, I love that name. Okwu Ikeduru. That is Okwu in Olokoro as well. That is Okwu in Ikeduru. We are all one. All of us. Please warn all those nonsense spreading themselves that I love that people are parading themselves. Fake people claiming they are IPOB. Of course they are not. There is only one IPOB headquartered in Victoria in Spain. Do you know we have an embassy in Spain? Do you know we have an embassy in Spain? I ask you, in Victoria, in the Basque region of Spain. If you didn't know that before, now you do. That is our world administrative headquarters. Without equal, we are fighting for our freedom in a high-tech manner. Our headquarters is not here at Enugu. It is in Victoria, in the Basque region of Spain. Our COC is in America, everywhere. Oh, my goodness me. I feel sorry for the zoo because it can never last. South, South, and Southeast lodged together as one, the zoo comes to an end. Because the only thing that feeds it is the oil flowing from our land. If you cut off oil supply to the zoo withers away and dies off. Awasa will go back to Inachinama from place to place. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. And that is why here now the time is approximately 23 minutes to 11 p.m. at night. The whole world is listening, and rightfully so. Everywhere in the world, they listen to us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Sugumba Onyemobi. I'm a native of Umuahia here. But right now, I'm calling from Aba. God bless our director and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
May his kingdom come. And of course, I would always like to make reference to the scriptures. Even though, according to you, it has been cheated, it has been vandalized by those who think or who thought they could hand over to us what was not properly done. But by the grace of God, the Bible has said that God does not do anything in the word of man without revealing such to his servant, the prophet. That is why when we look at any portion of the scripture and compare it with his current revelation, we will come out with a very wonderful interpretation. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 53 from verse 1 to 6, that place, if you will have time any other time, you go through it. That deals with the calling for now. I want to assure the whole world that Biafra is the real kingdom of God upon the earth. And it has come to stay. The Bible said, yeah, who is this coming from Edom, from Bozra, with his garments stained as crimson? Crimson is the coloration of red. Of course, if we look at it, we know that their fighting has started from the nations. The nations all over the world and coming down. By the grace of God, Biafra will be established very soon. And I am sure that there is nothing that will stop it. Listen to this. Even America cannot stop Biafra. Because Biafra is the will of God. Nothing in the universe can stop this arrangement. No government can stop it. No religion can stop it. Even the church and society cannot stop it. Indeed, no amount of scriptural analysis can stop it. Even the preaching of false propaganda and unbelief cannot stop it. Because this is the will of God. We are expecting it. So I want to encourage you not to despair. Even your senior brother Jesus in the Garden of Eden prayed a prayer, Lord, my God, if it were possible that this cup will pass over me, nevertheless, it is not my will, but your will. So it is the will of God that this Biafra shall come. Because Biafra is the light of Africa, the light of the world.
Everybody is expecting it. Don't despair. Go forward. Even if your closest friend will renege, we will not expect you to go back, because you are the man that that we have been expecting. We have been expecting you from time immemorial. The scriptures are there, and the people are there. The prophets of God who understand the time know it. So we are happy that you have been introduced, and we cannot fail. God cannot fail you, and you cannot fail us. God bless you. Next time, I will bring more exposition. Thank you, and God bless you. God bless Biafra.
You see?
Amen.
You see? You see? Thank you very much. You are very kind. Your words, and finely spoken as well, because Chukwu Abiam is in heaven watching. If our hands are clean and our hearts very pure, Chukwu Abiam, you will bless us. Iga gozi anyi nozo preach. Ya burukwanu no wo kanyi se burundi ojo burundi natu ase. Ndị na-eme ihe megide mmadụ ibe anyị, ị ga-anapụ anyị ndụ anyị n'ike. We say it publicly and openly that the world may hear. If we are evil, Chukwu Abiam, you will kill us. You will kill me if I am. But if you ask me to come, then you will preserve me. It's as simple as that. That your words may be fulfilled. I have some meetings to announce. Ikechukwu Amako is writing to us. He is informing us that the Dusseldorf family, before I announced the one for Stuttgart, people are finding it, coordinators are finding it difficult to get through. Please, can somebody give me a number tomorrow, please, so I can send it to the directorate for all coordinators if they want to announce their meetings. Please, this is getting out of hand. IPOB, the family in Dusseldorf, will be holding their meeting on Monday, the 6th of April 2015, at Flurstrasse. I'm sure I pronounced it correctly. Is it Flur or Flurstrasse? I don't know. F-L-U-R. Strasse. I'm sure I pronounced that very correctly. Number 57. 57 Flurstrasse, for those of you meeting in Dusseldorf. The IPOB family, you know, we're everywhere in the world. I told you before. All the way from Trinidad and Tobago. Announcements everywhere. People are meeting under IPOB. Indigenous People of Biafra. That's who we are. We are not an organization, a movement. Anyana Ezoshi, we don't kidnap people. We are not here to cut deals with politicians. We are here to restore our country in truth and honesty, whether man likes it or not. Simple as that. IPOB in Dusseldorf will be having their meeting on Monday, the 6th. That's bank holiday Monday, the 6th of April 2015, at Flurstrasse number 57. Number 57 Flurstrasse. Everybody in Dusseldorf, ensure that you go there. We have been there to preach before this very gospel. I have been to Dusseldorf. Is that, I think I haven't been there, haven't I? I have been to Dusseldorf to preach. I've been to so many places, I've lost count. The time of this very family meeting is 5 p.m. The contact number for Ikechukwu Amako is 0152-105-39725. 0152-105-39725. May Chukwu Abiam always be with you as you come. Ikechukwu, thank you very much for this announcement. Ikechukwu's number once again for Dusseldorf meeting on Monday at number 57. Flurstrasse is 0152-105-39725. And from Dusseldorf in Germany, I am going all the way to Nagoya in Japan. The IPOB family is also meeting in Nagoya in Japan. And our coordinator there is Izuogo. The family is meeting later today, because in Germany they have gone into the fourth. We are still on the third, but Japan is into the fourth, because the earth starts to spin from there. So they see morning sunshine before we do over here. So it to now is the fourth day of April 2015 in Japan, but early hours of the morning I hasten toward. The venue of this meeting in Nagoya is the Naka Sports Center. The time is 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Naka Sports Center. time 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in Nagoya. This is the Nagoya family meeting. You know, that's what we answer. We answer family meeting on Rubewan Nabaloso. The same way we heard the cries of Jonathan and some people went to his rescue. Even the 9% that voted for Jonathan. No matter how hopeless they are. The family meeting is happening in Nagoya. Once again, Naka Sports Center. Time is 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. The telephone number for our coordinator in Nagoya is 090-178-18132. I repeat for the last time, this is the number for our coordinator in Nagoya in Japan. Regarding the family meeting later on today in Japan, but tomorrow for us here. If you're listening in Nagoya, Japan right now, this meeting is happening today, the 4th of April, because it is your 4th of April right now. The venue, once again, is Naka Sports Center, time 6 p.m., Nagoya family meeting, come one, come all. The telephone number is 090-178-18132. Our coordinators are under oath. They are very, very strong. If you're calling them to dissuade them, you are wasting your time. You're wasting your time. Let's go to China once again and see who is there. The caller from China, can you hear me? The caller on Viber from China, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. It's better now, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Director.
I can hear you. Go ahead. Your name and where you are. I can hear you.
Yes, my name is Ugochukwu Ajago. I'm calling from China.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello, Director. Yes. Director, thank you very much. And I want to comment on some information from last night's broadcast about our payment of the monthly due. Our sister Nina, she reported that we have not paid for February and March. I am the treasurer. But we will be in China. We have paid for February and March. But I think maybe she didn't get the information right. I don't know.
My dear brother, we are losing you, but if I understand very clearly, you're saying that our sister, our chief finance officer, Nenaya, did not get the information right, that China is up to date. I don't know if that's what you're trying to say. If that is the case, please, if that is the case, rather endeavor to contact Nlebedim, the Asia rep, who will in turn contact our sister. You're saying that China is up to date. Please, my dear sister, I know she's listening, Nenaya. Make sure that you liaise with China to ensure, that is the financial secretary on the line, saying that China is up to date. You see, we are everywhere. Any of you here, if you mess up with us back home, here in Biafra land, if you travel abroad, they kill you. We are everywhere in the world waiting. These are mad people for Biafra. You see, we are everywhere, including Dubai. We are everywhere with men prepared to sacrifice their life. At one singular command, men would drop their lives. But we utilize it judiciously, I must tell you that. Because when the time comes for us to march, the earth will tremble. Be rest assured. Also, the IPOB family in Istanbul, Turkey, is also meeting on Sunday. Please, Easter Sunday, 5 p.m. in Askare. Is it Aksare? Aksare is called. 5 p.m., the family meeting in Istanbul. And the telephone number also for our people there, the coordinators in Istanbul, is +90534-695-8268 for Turkey. We're all over the world. We are calling out IPOB family meetings all over the world. There is no other group of people capable of this, of replicating this level of arrangement all over the world. Everywhere on this planet, we are there. IPOB. Indigenous people of Biafra. Family meetings, we call it. Because we are one family. One and indivisible. Istanbul, Turkey, family meeting. IPOB is holding on Sunday, the 6th of April, 2015. The time is 5 p.m. in Aksaray, if I'm not mistaken. Aksaray, A-K-S-A-R-A-Y. If you want to contact them, please, it is +90534695826. I repeat, +90534695826. We are going to provide a line so that coordinators can announce these meetings themselves, or by themselves, I should say. I want to be grammatically correct at all times, lest our enemies imply that we are not as educated as we would like them to believe. The caller on the line, can you hear me, please? The one on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. They are no longer there. Perhaps they ran away, I do not know. Perhaps they disappeared, I have no idea. I am going to this Viber line once again. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? Can you please hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are, if you may.
Yeah, I'm from England. My name is Obinna Nsoromotu.
Obinna, you're calling from England. Which part of England are you residing in?
Yeah, I'm in Wolverhampton in the West Midlands.
Wolverhampton in the West Midlands, please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for quite a long time now. And to be honest, you are on the track. People like you, we need to move forward. And having seen all the stupid election that took place, and I've been so agitated to say, oh my God, I will have to make sure that I will join my people and we see the way out. Are you there?
Yes, please, go ahead. We are listening attentively. I seldom interrupt people when they speak. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, originally I am a native of Isu in Olu. If you know Isu in Olu.
I do.
Former Nkwere Isu, yeah. What I'm saying is this. If I could forward me the number for the coordinator in the West Midlands near Birmingham or Wolverhampton or even to London, then I would have a
number to give to you now. In fact, Pastor Ndoko Baokereke is on the line from the UK, one of the principal officers. I can give you his telephone number and you can contact him immediately. If you have a pen and paper, okay. I will give you a number now, this very minute.
Okay, yeah, give it to me, please.
The number is
074-748. Come again?
748.
Yeah.
924-924-89.
89. I repeat, 074.
Yes.
748.
Sorry. Yes.
92.
Yes.
489.
That is correct. That is the number. Call Pastor Okereke and he will be able to direct you to the family. We have a family in Wolverhampton. We have a standing family in Wolverhampton. And he will call him now and he will direct you immediately.
Okay. I will call him because where we are at the moment, at least I've got like 20 Igbo guys here. I've told them about it since I've been listening to this message, and they don't know where out. So it's a good thing you give me this number, and I'll be able to confront them tomorrow because I'm not going to work tomorrow. Then we take it from there.
Hold on, please. I think we are. Birmingham has come, please. Birmingham, we have a number for Birmingham. John Okorie in Birmingham. He's asking me right now through WhatsApp to give you this number, please. Take down this number also. Okay. Birmingham is closer to you.
Okay, give it.
The number is 075-383-889-50.
That's 075.
Yes.
38.
Yes.
388.
Yes.
950.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. I will appreciate that. I will get other people in.
Get the rest of them, 20 of them in Wolverhampton. 20 of them in Wolverhampton. Get them together and contact our brother John Okorie, and the family is up and running in Wolverhampton. It's as simple as that. That is how we grow exponentially. By force. All of
one
you will know your
brothers. One name to add. All you guys, you get here. So add one name. No
Thank
problem.
You. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. There will come a time, you see. Do you know what we do on IPOB? If you want to travel to Japan right now, there will be somebody waiting for you at the airport if you want us to. If you're traveling to China, if you're traveling to UAE, if you're traveling to Qatar, if you're going to Israel, if you're going to USA, if you're going to Canada, even if you're going to Mexico, it doesn't matter. If you're going to any country of the Caribbean, wherever you're going to, once you say, I am IPOB, I am going here, you will see family members waiting for you. That is what we have done to unite all of you. Some of you never knew each other, but through this work that we are doing, you now communicate with each other. You know yourselves. And that is the things that we have been doing here on Radio Biafra, something that money cannot buy. Money can never, ever buy it. And that is why we are resolute, and that is why we are determined. And sometimes I think that is why Chukwu Abiyama has continued to bless us. We must continue. Because this work is important and it must be done. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
I'm Innocent from Aba.
Innocent, and my name is Guilty. What is your proper name, please, with your father's name? What is your name? They cannot stay. Only how one I'm running because I will say my name. Telling you. I will say what they have done to us. My goodness. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Or incapable of hearing me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
My name is Chimeze Wala.
Chimeze, where are you calling from?
Calling from Aba.
Thank you. Please go ahead. We are listening. The whole world is listening, I must tell you. Go ahead.
I'm happy, coordinator, about this message you are preaching. I didn't know where the people remaining that appreciate this word about Biafra, because I really do that to tell people about Biafra, because I'm happy. I can remember the last time, 2009, that was in Lagos. You know, my dad always told me that I like to use Kingsley. My dad said, I should not use Kingsley. As you Chimezie Wala. I said, that is my name. He said, no, I'm from Igbo, I'm from Biafra. Just, I said, what's the meaning of Biafra? He just said, cut it. He didn't tell me. But now, this radio Biafra is around. I know the reason why my dad didn't want to tell me, because we were born and brought up in Lagos. He didn't want crisis or something like that. But my dad is late now. He only tell me about Biafra experience. No, this is something people, when you only tell about story about Biafra, people they caught their stomach, killed 3.6 million people in Biafra. Only, I know it, I'm not happy, as I shall tell you now, I'm not happy. Be like, they should start this war now. But I know it's not the way to start. I like the process, I should have processing, and I advise people, Biafra. If we should be starting preaching this message about Biafra, let people to know they are not Nigeria. They are not a zoo called Nigeria. I'm a Biafra. My name is Chimezie Wanosike Wala. For that, I believe in Biafra. I didn't say because I was born and brought up in Lagos. I said, Nigeria. The tribalism over there. If you're looking for work, if you are Igbo people, they will not give you. They will give you bad people. I have an issue. I came back down in about 2014 because of tribalism or something. Yoruba person said, where have you been? I said, I just finished doing nights on Sunday, continue morning. I'm having a death. You don't want to listen. He said, I should go to gate. I said, okay, everything up. He said, I should go to gate before you know it. They just give me memo, suspension. Till now, I'm talking to you. They didn't call me back.
You don't have any job now?
Yeah, I just called my mom. My mom said, I should come home, come home. Come to Abba, come home, come back. You have where you belong to. Still, now I'm telling to you, I'm just managing, patching myself. Because I didn't believe I was calling, send your number. Where the thing starts, where the war starts. I didn't like to talk too much. One thing about me, I didn't like to talk. And coordinator, please don't stop giving people number on air, because forget about those people calling. Some of them, they are evil. They are evil. These corrupters or corrupters, they can plan. I know they can't get you. I know they can't get you. You are tough. This type of people we need in Biafra land. I know the Biafra is going to get it. My mom wants to talk to you. My mom wants to say something about Biafra. Mommy.
Hello.
Hello, madam. Good evening.
Oh, good evening. Chineke Gozian.
Onyelike
Gozian.
Egade.
Papa nge inyere aka.
Egade. Obi
nje mo to. Ai awola ahu. Ma Chineke angwe futara. Ma toto ma ni kete ma labale. Oge ide chere nche. Atumatu weni na ye emezu ni isi.
Isi.
Oge isi la yingi bi. Noro. Ndo, nijo, tabi afrandere, awe hege mei, chineke gafuru nihu, chineke gafuru nazo, awe hecho riku. Kembe yacho mema, uchumdi ijigwe, uwa woku, uwa mbuwe nwetahe, ana masime, zinu ulo, tu ijidata uwa, kuidoku, somo tutu, higi kuidoku, uchoyo nye nige, nge muwazi ijida uwa wokikiri. Ọjọ́ kan ni ẹni wọn gúgú sí ihe ìdí ìdí ẹ̀mẹ́ ìdí 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 àgbọ́n ìhe ìdí ẹ̀mẹ́ ọ̀sọ̀rọ̀ ilé agàtàwé dá planéa ọ̀gága wọ́ọ̀kùrú wẹ̀ kébí aframbúkẹ́ ń gẹ wọ́ọ̀kùrú n'áhà Jesus.
Ise, as complete as possible, ọkwọ fọndụ ka nwaanyị ọma na-agọ. Some of you may not understand, this is where we come from. This is our land, and that is how we bless people. What she has just done is an example of pouring praise upon people and ensuring that the mercy and the grace of heaven envelops a person. That is why we cannot separate religion from what we are doing. I have a caller on the line. I don't know if they're still there. The caller on Viber, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. It is not very strong enough. Perhaps that is a cue for us to try and bring our proceedings to an end, which we must gladly do. Therefore, wherever you are, those of you that listen to us via CHK 97.6, those of us at Enugu with the slight disappointment of a very wobbly reception this very evening, which we intend to fix very early in the morning, I must remind you, to remind those around them that Biafra is not just about a country or a people, that Biafra is indeed our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because here we speak the truth, and also because Chukwu Abiama is our God and is going to guide and bless each and every one of you. Chukwu Abiama is going to sustain you. Chukwu Abiama will provide for you. Chukwu Abiama gedu nu chebu nu nuzo nile di iche iche. Now and forever. But there is something more important than all of us put together. That thing is Biafra. Therefore, I pray to heaven that Chukwu Abiama, you will bless Biafra. I thank all of you for listening from the very bottom of my heart, and I hope to be with us again, all of us, wherever we may be, tomorrow morning. And from me, from here, this very moment, it is simply good evening.
triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Rock. Oh, hail the Rock. We shall always remember.